What do y'all want?
We just woke up.
No, I haven't gone to sleep yet. I've been playing Street Fighter all night long.
What? The new one?
It's like 1 o'clock.
I miss breakfast tacos.
And welcome to another edition of Comedy Gogo's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are happy campers to be talking about what today, Regan?
Three topics today. Topic number one is, what or who do you think is the biggest Oscar snub in history? Or what or who has won an Oscar that you feel didn't deserve it? Topic number two is, tell us about your most heartbreaking Valentine's Day at school. And topic number three is, what's the best meal you've ever had delivered to your home? Was it from a loved one or a restaurant?
And we are pleased as punch to have one person back on the podcast for a second time, and another person the first time, the owners of Barbacoa Apparel, one of our favorite companies in San Antonio and the world, Catherine and Matthew Contreras. Siblings, not married.
No, not married.
Siblings.
This is not a Game of Thrones situation.
Yeah. I remember walking the mall with my sister, and my sister's a beautiful girl, and I would constantly have to be like, "What's up, sis?" and like punch her in the, have you guys had to experience
that? Yeah, we lived together.
We were roomies 10 like ago. 10 years ago, and it's funny because we would go out, right? Matt had just turned 21. And guys would hit on me, and Matt would be like, how the fuck does that guy know that I'm not your boyfriend or your husband?
Yeah.
And you would get, like, boyfriend jealous, but just for principle.
Yeah.
Right?
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
It's weird. I was with a friend in Nyosa, and when I was, like, 17, right? And she grabbed my hand because there was a crowd, and this cholo just, like, grabs her ass, like, big time. And I was like, hey, that's not my girlfriend. Are you? Let's go. Right? Because I was like, should I really defend my friend? But I tried to, but they would have kicked my ass.
Yeah.
Well. It was more of you just not getting in a fight with a cholo.
I was, because if that was like my girlfriend, then I would have been like, I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Yeah.
But you would have made a stand, and you would be, you remember the time when he stood up for me?
And it was so romantic. And he got rest in peace.
That's wasn't super cool, because I feel like Matt would not in any way physically. No, no, he would just let it happen.
Well, come on.
Dude.
I'm
psycho when it comes to my sisters.
Have you gotten into a fight as an adult?
For my sisters? Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yes. For my sisters and my daughter, for some reason, girlfriends and stuff, it's got to be blood for some reason.
Have you been in a fight as an adult, Matt?
Not as an adult.
Are you as a kid even?
As a kid.
As a kid. Have you ever been in a fight?
I mean, other than, like, me beating you up. Did anybody else?
No,
it's just me.
Yeah, I've, like, pushed dudes and stuff, and they kind of freak out because they get all the, it's my sister! Like, that's the guys that get like, over her. But then, like, if it's a, I don't know. I get like, hey, guys, come on. Let's just calm down here.
we're all adults.
We're all adults.
You know what? You buy a beer, and I'll buy a beer, and we'll just be, I'll be fine.
Free pass, we'll all right?
Fine. Yeah.
Any girl that hits on my brothers, I call a whore.
Really?
Because because his brothers pay to have sex with people.
Oh, that makes sense.
No. They need to stay away from my brothers.
Oh, I see.
Dreamboats.
Are they dreamboats?
No. You see that reaction? Yeah. That means yes.
Yeah,
they're dumb.
Yeah.
They handsome.
Are they single?
Devils.
No.
That's why any woman talking to him is a whore.
I see.
Okay.
That's a really weird reaction.
Yeah. Hey, look, you guys can get upset about your siblings. I can protect my siblings.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I
good
see.
For you.
And my brothers love it when I say that to women.
Yeah,
when I talk to them.
Really
especially at like the grocery store, their children's school.
All right, it's just the deli lady. How you doing, handsome? You slut?
No. Whore.
Oh, I'm sorry, whore.
What kind of roast beef are you slinging, whore?
You better be wearing gloves.
Whore's an okay word.
As she's kind of has this little toothpick with meat on it. Like, just, you just,
I take it from her. Yeah, you take it from her.
Yeah, a little cube
of hand. I take it from her, then call her a whore.
Right, exactly. Nice ham whore.
Yeah.
Ham whore?
No, I like
that's
ham.
I've been called
nice
that
ham, comma whore, not nice ham whore.
I've been called a ham whore.
I could totally be a ham whore.
Yeah, I'm a ham whore.
I'm like whored up for ham every day.
For a deli tray?
It's like,
Thanksgiving.
A deli tray with cheese?
Damn it.
Man.
No, ever had jalapeno jack as opposed to pepper jack?
Fucking delicious.
Fucking A it is.
Yeah.
You ever had it?
Yeah, I've melted it on some toast. Yeah, it's definitely yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. You pop some toast in there, put some cheese, but I've definitely had jalapeno jack.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I have some in my fridge right now.
Dude, I'm all family here, man. Yeah. That's what I really dig about this podcast.
Yeah.
But speaking of jalapeno jack, you guys are the jalapeno jacks of your trade, which is slanging a barbacoa apparel.
That's right. That's right. I like that. I
hate the fact that we have a camera for you to give a thumbs up at consciously now.
I'm going to mic drop like a bitch on this image.
And then people can validate him by putting
by
little hearts.
When hearts come out.
Validate this motherfucker. There you go. No.
It says zero people.
Zero, but somebody's giving you hearts.
No one's watching. Larry, I don't think they see the hearts.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they see the hearts.
Yeah, they do. Watch this.
You guys don't know what the fuck's going on.
Not only that, but we're recording this part, so people are just hearing you.
All right,
you.
So follow me at Larry Garza Comic. I'll eat your hearts.
Okay.
So, Barbacoa Apparel has the most awesome t-shirts you don't have to be Mexican and you don't have to be from San Antonio to get and understand. And I understand you guys have a new line of shirts that are coming out, right?
We do. We're super excited about it.
Tell us about it. Right now.
Those of you that know Barbacoa Apparel know that we already do a Bean and Cheese shirt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which has swept the nation.
Really?
If by the nation we mean San Antonio.
Swept that motherfucker.
Swept the nation,
Swept the motherfucker.
Yeah. Swept the heart of the Republic of Texas.
Like, I saw Obama had a Bean and Cheese shirt on.
No, he didn't.
Just when I photoshopped it on him.
Oh, yes, it happened.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
And then we had the Carnegie Saga, which came out.
Which I own.
Right second under Bean and Cheese, not as popular.
Mm. Yeah.
And then we were like, how can we take this to the next level? How can we make this diabetes friendly?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now we have every taco, every fucking taco.
Whoa.
Hold bacon and egg, chorizo and egg.
What about bacon, egg, and cheese?
Potato and egg.
Potato, egg, and cheese?
We didn't add any cheese to
that. What the hell?
Here you go. I do want 10% of these profits, but all you guys need to make now are buttons that just say with cheese.
With cheese,
yeah.
I actually wanted to do
like a little iron on patch.
You could just kind of like iron on.
Like if that's your preference.
What about bean, cheese, avocado, and bacon?
Jesus.
I have never had that before.
It's amazing.
Bean, cheese, avocado.
Bean, cheese, and bacon.
No, that's called a tourist special from Taco Haven.
That
is the bee's knees. Okay, so, all right, let me see. Okay, well, we'll just go basic here.
Yeah.
All right, so Matcha Gala. Do you have a Matcha Gala shirt?
No.
That's not basic.
Okay.
That isn't really basic.
You guys have tripas and lengua?
That's the next one.
That's some polka shit right there.
That's the Platinum series that's coming out next year.
That's polka shit that you asked for. They're like, no. Yeah. Like, they don't have, even they don't have
you guys,
it.
Yeah. Got,
you guys have Rattlesnake.
Yeah, you guys got Cavino and Sangre. Yeah. Like, goat and blood taco.
Yes.
$2.99. Oh, forget it.
$2.99.
Chili Killy's
taco?
For what?
That's fucking crazy.
That Chili Killy's taco, which would be
farm fresh.
So,
a table goat.
So do you got fajita shirts?
No.
Not yet.
Breakfast tacos.
Just breakfast.
What fajita would you do, chicken or beef? There's the real question.
It's just fajita, though.
Yeah, well, fajita. Regan makes a great point. There's no such thing as chicken.
That is correct.
The actual fajita is the
skirt steak. Shut up, Regan.
Chicken fajita is just seasoned chicken.
So you guys are just eating chicken breast tacos.
Yeah.
They're good, or thighs, though. Usually.
But they're seasoned like fajitas.
There's no such thing as a chicken fajita. Those are called gizzards.
So if I put cheese on spaghetti, is that mac and cheese?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Noodle with cheese on it.
If I put cottage cheese on top of rigatoni,
That's lasagna.
That's lasagna. Come on, get real.
That's delicious
lasagna. I don't understand that has how
to have, it has to have, well, no, because there could be lasagna with just ricotta cheese. Okay, yeah, you're right.
All right, so we've shut you down. So how about this? We ask you all, what are the new shirts that are available?
So we have bacon and egg.
Yeah.
We have chorizo and egg.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have potato and egg.
Okay, you love a classic.
And then we also have a play on the Da Vinci, the guy with his arms out.
Yeah.
And it's going to be that, but he's wearing a luchador mask.
Nice.
And that'll be coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Those are all coming out tomorrow.
I mean, truth be told, my three, if I'm getting three at a time, it's bean and cheese, potato and egg, bacon and egg.
Do you not find that potato egg is like the most lackluster?
It usually is, but that's the only one I usually put the salsa on.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's the thing. Potato and egg by itself is meh, but then when you throw the green salsa on there,
it goes way up there.
Oh, that's good. That's a good noise.
Fuck yeah. And I'm like, so fucking good.
My mom gets potato and egg on corn.
That's grandma talking.
Yeah, that's really weird. Yeah.
Here's what I like about the potato and egg. It fills me up.
And starch.
Yeah.
It fills me up.
I always get potato and egg. It's potato and egg's the starter taco, you know, get it going. And I'm such a fucking idiot that I think that a potato and egg taco is like a vegetarian taco. And I keep having to remind myself, it's like egg is meat.
Well, that's my go-to diet taco is potato and egg.
But it works.
And does it work?
It's the best taco to get is just fajita meat by itself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. No, but with peppers.
Peppers and onions.
With plenty of peppers. Yeah, exactly. But then, like, my variation of potato and egg is the different types of potato because most standard... No, here's the thing. Most taquerias, they have, like, the skillet potatoes, like cube potatoes. But the variation, my favorite variation is Bill Miller's potato and egg taco because it's their fucking hash browns.
Yeah, hash browns.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But what I also like at home is tater tots as the potato.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. My boyfriend does that.
Yeah. Sonic or Whataburger.
Yeah. Oh yes, exactly.
He puts the tater tots with the eggs and cheese.
That's called a Whataburger potato and egg.
Yeah. So I can do that's like that's I love that
so
variation.
All of our listeners that aren't from Texas or San Antonio, you guys just got schooled on A, what we eat for breakfast, and B, why we're one of the fattest cities in the nation. Because
if we
consider a diet taco a flour tortilla and potatoes and eggs. Yeah.
But if you really want to get a good breakfast taco, go to Austin. Because
that's where they invented. That's where they invented breakfast tacos and music and beards. They invented them.
And barbecue too. They invented barbecue.
It's Franklin's, like Kanye.
It's the only place they have barbecue.
Right, is Austin. So all of our Austin listeners, thank you guys for breakfast tacos.
They didn't.
Thank you.
They didn't. I don't even think that they didn't even claim to do that. No one claimed to invent that thing.
Look it up. Google it.
Yep.
Austin. Like, they wrote the book on it.
So a lot of people's like getting mad that like Deadpool's claiming to be the first rated R comic book movie, but no one ever made that claim in the first place. And it's just kind of weird that. So I don't think Austin said they invented the breakfast taco. Everyone. Unless there's a restaurant that did.
Yeah.
I would like to see what it is.
On Travel Channel.
Which one is it?
On Man vs. Food.
They said they invented their taco, though.
They said.
Guy Fieri.
Wanted a million?
One in a million. Yeah, there it is. That's the one.
They're like, we invented the breakfast. No one ever heard of it before.
Yeah.
Right?
That's something you were. That is you were internalizing then, that from something. They never said Adam that. Richard I've seen like, that episode several times.
Yeah, he goes,
silly, tell me about the, you know, tacos. I never heard of eating tacos for breakfast.
Then, right? No, that was not said on
and
that episode.
The guy from One in a Million, he was from Austin, so he was like, you know, fixing his meal.
No, he was actually he was not like that. He was a fat Mexican dude.
We had breakfast tacos before they were cool.
Austin breakfast tacos. The story of the most important taco of the day. Paperback, 2013.
That was written by a fraudulent person.
They wrote the book on it.
It's like a whole working girl scene where they're like, how'd you get the idea, though? Right? And he's like, oh, I was eating a taco and it was before 11 a.m. And I was like, shit, I'm going to call this a breakfast taco.
Yeah, say exactly.
Yeah.
But people... that aren't Texas
Google
people.
It. Google breakfast taco and see if there's a Wikipedia on it, and it says who invented it, and is it like what? Who laid the claim? Kind of like nachos. They said there was like born in California and burritos.
Mexico. No, nachos were border food.
This is the Taco Cast.
Hey, when barbacoa apparel is
on. It's all about tacos. Tacos, by the way.
Oh, beautiful.
Bean and cheese tacos.
That's super lovely.
You're so welcome.
So let me ask you this. Awesome. Do you have a barbacoa shirt?
We have a cow shirt.
We have a cow shirt that has the pieces.
Barbacoa pointed out on it.
Yeah, yeah, we're the head. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do not have a barbacoa or a barbacoa in
the shirt. We have a logo tee that says barbacoa on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a barbacoa para?
Corn versus flour shirt.
Ooh. No, but that's good.
No, that's a good idea.
10%? We're cool with it? Yeah.
There's your 10%.
Right. Oh, and tacos? Yeah,
tacos. Tacos. Yeah. I'll take that payment. Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah, Will.
I will take all of it. So, guys, I understand that there's another podcast.
So there's coming. This really exciting sort of like merge between the She's Crafty podcast and Barbacoa Apparel. And we're going to turn into like a super transformer.
Right.
And like they're fucking Devastator.
They're coming together.
Oh, shit.
And we're going to, in the next month, going to launch something called the Bean and Cheese-may.
Bean and Cheese-may. Mm. And for all my gringo listeners, Cheese-may means gossip.
That's right. It sure does. And it's all centered around our favorite city in the world, San Antonio.
Not Austin. Wonderful.
So not, well, that's number
Well, here's the thing. They're going to start a Bean and Cheese-may podcast
in San Antonio.
Austin.
It'll be better than ours. It. Yeah. It'll get more
listeners
than ours, right. Yeah, for sure.
They wrote the book
and
on
support.
It. Yeah,
they didn't write the book on it.
When you think breakfast tacos, you think of this guy.
Mm. He looks like Matt.
Yeah, why are you throwing shit at that guy?
Throwing shade. Whoa, Jess is on fleek tonight.
That's Pudo right there.
That's right.
Jared Niece.
Nice. Jared Niece.
Mm-hmm. NEECE. Look him up. He invented
breakfast
tacos. I wonder
if he's related
tacos.
To Eric Niece from The Real World.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Eric Niece from The Grind?
Him? Yes!
That sexy motherfucker?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I'm all about Eric Niece.
Real World Season 1.
He remembers his first kiss, but not the first girl he lost it to. Did you know that?
It's awesome that you... Is that on his Wikipedia? Like, is that one of the...
That was on an episode of Real World.
That's because he's so sexy, he lost it more than once, man.
That's right, Jared. He lost it
he lost
to
it
a
all
bunch
over that
chicks,
country.
Jared.
That's right.
I lost it to one person.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I found it right away.
Found it right away.
So Bean and Cheese Man.
The Bean and Cheese Man, that's right.
Podcast mm-hmm. is going to consist of you two guys.
So it's going to be me and Matt, my beautiful sister-in-law, Nydia.
Matt's yes. wife.
Matt's That's wife.
Right. Yeah, dude, you got a chick.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
The dazzling and amazing Brandy Dunnigan.
Exactly. Or better known as Brandy Tugigan.
Handy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Handy Tugigan.
I like to call her Brandy Done It Again.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah. But Handy Tugigan?
It's better, yeah.
Well, because she was talking about every answer she gave to our podcast questions for about a year was all about hand jobs.
Not every answer. Three quarters of them.
Yeah, three. Like, and that's not on us.
Yeah.
That's on Mrs. Tugigan.
It was like two answers.
For a whole year.
Did I say
two episodes?
Did I say how many? No, I said all of her answers.
I don't think her and I have ever had a handy discussion.
But girls don't talk like that.
Oh, yeah, we do.
About handies?
Sure.
About hand jobs?
I mean, not like personal hand jobs, but we make hand job jokes.
Yeah, see?
She hasn't made any hand job jokes for me.
We've never talked personal stuff about hand jobs.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
you've
exactly.
talked on this podcast about all sorts of things.
Yeah, there's all kinds of finger blast talk in this show. Like, just there's all the time. That's like the same thing.
Hand jobs are great.
The first one always is.
All of them.
Hand jobs are not great.
On it,
Hand jobs are good for the receiver, not the giver. Yeah.
Hey, man, who said anything about that?
Yeah.
That's well, Larry's a selfish lover, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, like your this wife, she's carpal tunnel or what? Like,
she's beefy.
Just on one arm.
Popeye,
she's like her right arm. Oh, is like amazing.
She's ambidextrous, man. Oh, okay, she likes
ambidextrous.
Yeah.
She likes Andy, and she uses both hands.
Yeah. All right. Handy dexterous. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. She likes chicks, too. That's what that means, right?
Yeah, she's got a trogdor arm. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But anyway, hand jobs are great.
Yeah.
Seal of approval. Larry Garza approves this message. Hand jobs are great. Maybe Barbacoa Apparel should make a new
shirt. Make a shirt.
A hand job shirt?
Yeah.
But it's, you know.
It's like a hand in a suit.
Like that.
Yeah.
Or no, like
no,
that.
It's got a briefcase and a resume.
Yeah.
Just
he's
a 9-to-5 underneath it.
Yeah.
Right.
Or it's just like, it's a.
I like it.
It's like, it's a hand on LinkedIn.
There you go. Like a LinkedIn profile with a hand.
Yeah, with a hand.
Yeah, and it just says, I give great hand jobs.
Yeah.
Or I'll jerk you off.
It just works for me.
Yeah. I specialize in jerking off.
Yeah, it's just an email that says Han wants to connect with you.
And look, there's hand emojis and eggplant. I don't get it. I don't understand.
No, the eggplant is the dick emoji.
That's the dick emoji.
What? Okay. No, it's not. It's an eggplant.
Nope.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
So what's up with those tacos?
Oh, there it is.
Okay, so we brought tacos because the first segment of the Bean and Cheese May is always eating and reviewing tacos from taco huts around the city.
Okay.
Ah. And then we eat them, and then we give them a rating from 1 to 5. 1 to 5 Tommy Lee Joneses. So one Tommy Lee Jones means that you want your little your mind erased with a little mind eraser from Men in Black.
Well, I was going to say, five is No Country for Old Men, and yes. Number 1 is the movie he did with the UT cheerleaders.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So where is this from?
Very classic taco, very classic.
Yeah. So you can find us at 847 Northeast Loop 410 yep. in San Antonio, Texas.
It's a flour tortilla.
This is from La Parroquia.
Hearts of Glore.
Mm-hmm.
All right. La Parroquia.
All right, first, raw dog it, no sauce.
Yeah, tortillas are right.
All right, here we go.
You guys want hot sauce?
Yeah.
Thank you. Look, they have the sun-dried tomato. All right, here we go. So this is bean and cheese. Jess?
The amount of cheese is good.
You will be not too pleased because there's some full beans
That's
in there.
That's fine. I can deal with that.
Okay. I enjoy a full bean. The tortilla.
I like the full bean because it makes me feel like they made the beans there.
Exactly.
No, I don't like the full bean.
You don't?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like they were lazy and mashing them.
There it is. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they didn't finish the job.
Yeah, but it also shows that they didn't get it from a can.
Ah,
that is
right.
True.
And so I like that it's shredded. It's cheddar cheese, right?
Yeah, not American slices.
Yeah. I actually really honestly
that's not necessary.
Do not like when Mexican restaurants use American cheese.
No, I
think
it
tastes gross.
Yeah, throw it away.
And it's not me being pretentious. Like,
no, it's not.
No, it's just not good.
It can't be that thick. That's like you can tell it's the really cheap cheese when it's that really thick shred cheese.
So on the taste
these
test.
These beans are seasoned well.
On the taste test, is it always going to be bean and cheese tacos?
Always bean and cheese tacos. And then we have another segment later that's like food and drink.
Okay.
Where I review restaurants. But I have no qualifications for that, but I like to eat.
Exactly.
You
like it.
Stuff. You can
and then review. I talk about it. And
you
then
think
I give
every
it,
movie review person knows
yeah,
everything about
Yeah, and
then
movie? I give it a rating
do.
From 1 to 5 Tommy Lee Joneses.
Well, as far as bean and cheeses go.
It's not bad.
I give this let me see.
How many Tommy Lee Joneses would you give
it? I give this a Japanese cereal commercial is what I give it. It's, right. That's a 6.
Now, mind you
have to be a big Tommy Lee Jones
these
fan
were purchased
to get that.
About an hour or so ago, right?
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
So you're not getting them fully fresh.
See, that's the thing about bean cheese tacos is that the merit of them being decent is that are they still good or are they long after
been,
you bought
they've
them?
They've been congealed a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
After they've been congealed a bit and they still taste okay, then that's like an all right. That's a good sign. Exactly.
La Porraquia, you want to be a sponsor, man? We won't censor what we just said because we just gave you 6 Tommy Lee Joneses.
Mm-hmm.
Renting his own movies at Blockbuster.
I don't know if I'd give it 6, considering that the scale is to 5.
1 to 5. 1 to 5.
Boom. Oh. All right. Yeah. It's a no country.
Okay.
You put that in the top. What's,
really?
Yeah. I have 0 complaints about it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
As far like as bean and cheese tacos are just in generally like 5 out of 5 tacos because it's just the go-to. But on, you know, scaling it, like all the bean and cheese 4. I give it 4 Tommy Lee Joneses.
Yeah, like that.
It's solid.
I give it 4.
It's a solid, for sure.
I give it 4, yeah.
Definitely good.
It's
definitely
above
good.
Mediocre, which
I would,
is great.
I would eat this taco 2 hours from now, and I'm pretty sure that it would still be good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
That makes it a 5.
Perfect.
So you guys are wrong.
No.
Right.
No.
This isn't subjective.
If I ate those tomorrow, I don't think it'd be all that great. A few hours? Yeah. Now, 5, I'd eat it 2 days from now, and then it'd be pretty good.
So Taco Cabana tacos, you go 5.
No.
No,
I give them a 2. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they get a 2.
I give them a solid volcano.
They're better than...
They use Colby Jack.
They're better than I would have made in a rush, but not good.
And they've gotten smaller.
Well, the tortilla shrunk.
That's the problem.
Right?
And that's my biggest issue.
That's
if this
why
was twice the size,
them
5.
A 7 as opposed to a 9. Because the scale goes to 5.
What are we talking about?
4.5. 4.5 or 4.
So it became rocket science.
It blasts through.
I give it a Rolling Thunder. That's the movie Tommy Lee Jones was in briefly.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, well, I give Taco Cabana Tacos an urban cowboy. It's like, you're being a dick. You know, I'm sorry, Coal Miner's Daughter.
The
my apologies.
He's like, he's not in that movie. That's like, Scott Glenn, but okay.
I was cataloging in my brain, like, what part was Tommy Lee Jones?
I meant Coal Miner's Daughter. Oh, okay. I give it a Coal Miner's Daughter because, I mean, young Tommy Lee Jones. He's small. He's an asshole. Cheating on Sissy Spacek. You know what I mean? You're not woman enough to take my man. Mm-hmm. You're not man enough to take my bean and cheese out of my hand.
The Fugitive's five, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Fugitive's five.
I thought
five.
No Country was five.
You know what? Why don't we get Tommy? Let's get Tommy on the phone. Right.
Let's ask him what his favorite
is. Right. Yeah, stop bothering me.
All right. Say, let me
stop
call
calling
him
me all the
right
time,
now.
Tommy.
Hello.
Bucho, is that you?
I saw him in the most amazing interview.
Give a good cut, dear.
I was watching an interview with him the other day, and this guy, he was so nervous. You could tell he was so nervous. And he's like, oh, Mr. Jones, is there any movie you'd like to go back to and do again? Because you were young and didn't know any better. And he was like, to be honest, I don't really know.
It's kind of a weird one.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
He rented his own movies at Blockbuster. It's the best story I ever heard.
Really?
He rented Men in Black.
Was that a real thing?
Yeah. My buddy was a manager. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And he went and rented his own
movies. He doesn't own those movies.
Yeah. Right? But he rented them.
He probably seen them once at a premiere. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, that's probably. It, you know?
Yeah. Or he probably is like, it couldn't hurt to rent my own movie.
Well, his daughter,
one more rental couldn't hurt.
No, he had family from out of town.
That's what it was. He wanted to prove to a granddaughter that he was famous.
Oh, that he was, yeah. That he knew Harrison Ford.
I see.
Why would the daughter
Grandpa
care
was
about
in the movies? And she's like, no, I'll prove to you. And this is before he can just like get it on his phone.
Which Blockbuster do you think he went to?
Oh, dude, Dominion one, the I-10.
Oh, okay.
One. For all of you young listeners, Blockbuster was a place where you could go and rent movies. Mm-hmm. You can physically rent
VHS.
It was like
VHS.
A red box, but an entire store.
Yeah. It was like Netflix, but a library. Yeah.
It was only like 5 years ago that those
Blockbuster and Chill.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a thing.
I worked at a Blockbuster.
Yeah? Were you a Rewind girl?
Mm-hmm. I did Rewind, and I
you're kind.
Shrunk wrap.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice, yeah. Nice.
I worked at a Video Update.
Oh.
Ooh.
I rented from a Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Did you wear a uniform at Blockbuster?
I did. I wore a blue polo and khaki pants.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Did you work at a Blockbuster? Or a Hollywood Video or Video Central?
Purchased a lot of movies from the discount bin at Hollywood Video.
Boom.
Not
I went ape shit when they all closed.
Did you?
Oh, you bought a bunch really of shit? Bought a bunch of DVDs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made it rain.
Oh, you mean
yeah, you have like seven, like a bunch of loose.
Oh, yeah, that was the best.
Loose discs of seasons of shows. Oh, I got Mad Men season two disc two. Four.
I was like, eat it, bitch.
All right. All right.
So we're happy campers to have you guys on. You know, just so it's going to.
Hey guys, it's time for another exciting edition of Yeah, Mo, Look Into That, a segment where I talk about the latest in movies and video games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners and everybody at the table is going to be, Yeah, Mo, Look Into That. So, there's this really fun game that's just fun and simple and free that you can play on your phone or your tablet, and it's called Leo's Red Carpet Rampage. And it's this funny little game that somebody took the time to make about Leonardo DiCaprio running down the red carpet of the Oscars, collecting Golden Globes and SAG Awards and MTV Awards, chasing after the Oscar against his running mates right now. So running against Cranston as Trumbo and Matt Damon as the Martian. They're actually running their costumes and what's his name as the Danish girl in the dress. You actually jump over photographers and video cameramen for points, and you actually have to dodge a intruding Lady Gaga, scooping by with her butt. And then the bonus stages include climbing to the Lamborghini on the Ludes, and then writing an Oscar acceptance speech. And my favorite bonus game, Act Harder, which is just a screen of him normal, and you tap, tap, tap to make him act harder, and then he gets frustrated, and then the chorus of his top room, yeah, act harder. So it's great. Like, and I think the website is Leo's redcarpetrampage.com, but you can just Google that, and it's this really fun, stupid little game. It's very well done. It has like this old 16-bit little, very colorful, cartoony. Very lighthearted, very fun. It's not mean-spirited. It's very fun little game. The way you play it is you tap alternately with your thumbs. That's how you run fast. So it's like not just mashing fast. You actually have to alternate left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. And you do it really fast, and you swipe up to jump. So it's very much kind of like a one of those Temple Run or any of those running games. But it's for free and it's fun, and I like it. Leo's Red Carpet Rampage. So that inspires the first topic for tonight's podcast, and the topic is, speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, what do you think is the biggest Oscar snub in the history of Oscars? It could be a movie or an actual person or whatever category. Who do you think just did not get the award when maybe it should have? And also, as a side question, what won an Oscar that you thought didn't deserve it? So the game is kind of making fun of the fact that Leonardo DiCaprio has been acting since he's been a kid. He's got a lot of great roles. He was up for an Oscar a few times, and a lot of people are pretty much betting their money on him to win for his performance in The Revenant. But a lot of people have said, well, he should have won before for insert Leonardo DiCaprio movie here, because whatever performances he's done in the past. So that's what brings to the topic, Oscar snubs. He's been snubbed in the past. So what do you think was snubbed back then? My answer, there's a lot of different movies that are like, oh, wow, like looking into it, I had to kind of like research it a little bit. But I think it would be the year 1999, which would be the year 2000 Oscars. Oh, wow. And the Oscar winner for that year was American Beauty, which is a great movie. And I like that movie a lot, actually. It's really good. But the movie that wasn't even nominated, I don't even think it was nominated for screenplay, but I think Fight Club at that time mm-hmm. was at the time that that movie came out, that was like the best thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that was like the best thing since sliced bread when it came out. Like just how it was done, the way, the method it was told, the style, the look, the music, every single aspect of that movie was like top tier excellent and groundbreaking and wonderful and just fucking great. But that movie wasn't even nominated, and so
anything?
I
anything
it was nominated for I think
editing audio
I think it might have I don't even think it was nominated for best adapted screenplay.
Maybe it's because it was just so slightly before its time.
It was, and that was when the, I remember when the DVD came out, the DVD had this really cool, you know, like a really cool feature where the book had not only all like the like bites, the little written bites from the reviews that were positive, it also had all like the worst ones too.
Yeah.
So it talked about how divisive that movie was, like how it was like people really hated it or really liked it. And yeah, exactly. So I think that was kind of the thing about that. The year, the Best Picture nominees were American Beauty, The Cider House Rules, The Green Mile, The Insider, and The Sixth Sense. So
American Beauty beat out The Green Mile?
Yeah.
Sure did.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember wanting Green Mile to win because I'm just huge Stephen King fan. It was a great movie. It was wonderful. Yeah. But
American Beauty's better.
But American Beauty is good, but it's it felt like you're watching a play, and I didn't like that at all.
I loved it.
I loved it too.
Huge fan.
I did like it. But I remember that being – but see, here's the other American thing.
Beauty? Yeah.
Here's another movie – that came out in 1999. That was groundbreaking and revolutionary, and that we talked about it, and it was The Matrix. So The Matrix also came out in 99. So it was The Matrix and Fight Club. I remember those two movies going, why isn't this being like hailed more in terms of it being groundbreaking and things that hasn't been done before or whatever. But I think it was that whole thing where it was like, those type of movies are the reason why we have like more than five nominees now. Seven or eight.
District 9 was nominated.
Yeah, for exactly. Best or like feature. Why Mad Max is nominated for Best Picture. So you can throw in.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Throw in like a sci-fi. Throw in an action movie.
Like when Up was nominated
or Dark Knight.
Yeah, but Up is genuine. But it's like one of those things.
It's an animated movie, you know, to be nominated for Best Picture. I mean, the last one was Snow White?
No, the last one was Beauty and the Beast. And Beauty and Beast at the time was the only movie, I think, nominated for Best Picture with the exception of Snow White, I think. So, yeah. But for me, yeah, Fight Club. There's a bunch of them. I start going through every year, like the Oscar winner. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like that one. And then it's not just looking at the nominees. Then you have to kind of look best movies for that year. And then you're like, oh, shit, it's not just the ones nominated. There's movies that weren't even nominated that didn't even get picked or whatever. So I think that was like the biggest one that I kind of like, okay, that's my pick. Oh, which shouldn't have won, the movie I did still detest winning anything. And I looked up, I'm like, wow, that wasn't really the best year for movies. And it was Crash. I hate Crash. I hate Crash. I hated it like with a passion. Yeah. I really just, ugh. And so, but looking at the movies that were nominated that year, it was like, oh, that wasn't really, there wasn't like that much stuff out that year. And I was even looking at like, wow. So it is what it is. But yeah,
see, that's what I'm actually looking up is the people that went up against, because I have two answers for snubs. One I think you're going to laugh at me, and one that I feel genuine about. I felt that the movie Memento was snubbed for best editing. It was nominated for best editing, and it went to Black Hawk Down. I didn't even.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Black Hawk Down won like best sound, best sound edit. They've won like everything.
And so, you know, from an editor's eye, Jess, I felt. That Memento was a lot groundbreaking, or very groundbreaking, because the editing had to do with the progression of the story. I understand all editing does, but that one was like huge. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that Black Hawk Down was better editing from a professional eye than Memento?
No, well, but at the same time, I wasn't a professional eye when that movie came out. Right. So, but looking in retrospect, that's the whole thing of like most. Sometimes editing movies, they tend to give them to like the more technical, savvy movies or the ones that are faster cuts. But Memento is not so much best editing because of the way the story was told, but it's also the beats. Editing is also about when to stop showing something and when to kind of like keep going. It's like beats and timing and everything. And that movie was, I remember that was like, did that movie came up before we, were we together?
Yeah.
2001. We were kind of dating
and shit, but I don't think we were official or anything.
Yeah, I think we were just dating when that movie had came out. And then
like, I think we saw together and then we did that Memento sketch.
No, it was like one of those things where when we were bonding, we were like, have you seen Memento?
And then all of us were recording.
Like, when we were recording, we were like, oh shit, you like Memento? It was the stepbrothers moment. Yeah. It was like, did we just become best friends?
John Stamos?
Yeah, for sure.
Courting is when you just get hand jobs, right?
Yeah, we were just giving hand jobs to each other at that point in time.
We're just coming in the same place.
We shared a towel.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, we didn't touch each other. We just had sexual moments near each other. Yeah. I also felt, and this one I think people are going to laugh at me, I felt that Sixth Sense was snubbed.
Sure. That's funny because that's the same year that I just mentioned. Cause that was right. Yeah. That means American Beauty beat. Well, that year is I just mentioned Fight Club, but it's also like The Matrix I just mentioned, but Sixth Sense came out. It was like that movie and Green Mile, I think, was like the two movies. I remember my mom
that
like
was a rooting good year,
for
yeah.
like a good year, and all those movies were really good.
I thought M. Night, not necessarily for Best Picture, but I think M. Night Shyamalan was totally snubbed as for Best Director.
Sure.
But I think it takes a talent to turn something cliche. And I think it takes a really original person to turn something into he became an adjective or a verb. It's like, oh, that movie totally M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, I just Sixth Sensed that movie,
exactly. So I think that was those are my two snub answers. The one that I didn't think should win, and I'm like, fuck, really? Was Cuba Gooding Jr. for Jerry Maguire.
Sure.
And I did research it, and you know who he beat out? Motherfucking William H. Macy in Fargo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Because that's what? Another, yeah. Look up the year that Fargo came out and look what beat it. Like, that's the thing about that.
Yeah.
But Fargo won Best Picture, right?
No, it did not. The English Patient won. Best Director, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't Fargo won something good.
Yeah, but it didn't win Best Picture. Cuba Gooding Jr., beaten by the English Patient.
Who, you know, is a good actor. I loved him in Coming to America as the guy getting his haircut.
Yeah.
And then shout out to his brother, Omar Gooding from Wild and Crazy Kids and Baby Boy. I don't think when he won, I was like, really? Are you serious? Like, I didn't get it, you know?
Yeah.
And then a shout out to Viola Davis for the help. You should have won too. But
that movie in general, Jerry Maguire, it was one of those things like, oh, that's kind of a cute movie, but I think that's one of those.
It's a grown up movie.
It's one of those. It's like, we'll get to it. There'll probably other movies that I might bring up as an example will come up. So I don't want to steal
thunder. I don't like grown up movies.
Yeah.
I guess the one that I got snubbed, I just looked up the year, is 2010. Gabri Sidibe, who played Precious, who I don't know if you've ever heard her just talk like normal. And then see the character that she did in that movie. When I saw the movie Precious, I didn't have any idea about Gabri Sidibe, and I was like, man, they got this ghetto black chick to act, and she did really good for being a ghetto black girl. Like, they did a really good job of getting her to act, And then I saw her talking in real life, and she talks like a just a Valley Girl, yeah. And it's unbelievable. And I was like, holy God, this girl's the greatest actress I've ever seen in my life. The person who won that year was Sandra Bullock for The Blind Side, who played a Southern, sassy, talking woman.
Yep.
I was like, that's a freaking stretch as far as acting goes.
Same year, she won a Razzie for All About Steve.
Good.
And she's the only actress to ever go and receive her Razzie.
Because she can back it up by going, I won an Oscar.
Yeah, like, but fuck that, you, man.
But Gabrielle, same year, her husband cheated on her, too, right? Like,
She
was a karma.
Yeah, karma. It was karma, yeah. That's where's terrible. The award for that?
Right? Yeah. Oh, Sandy, it's all right, girl. And then she Gabrielle adopted a black person.
She did.
Just like The Blind Side.
Yeah. That's not a child. She was like, they're really, I like it. They're really good.
I'm going ham.
I'm going
on this. She's a method actress.
But that movie's a good example of that type of movie. Like, you gotta have that, like, not feel good, but just like, I guess feel good kind of movie. Just like, you know, everyone is happy. Yeah,
it's so nice that white people like black people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
What about the movie about the black girl who gets raped by her father and has a mentally handicapped child?
Yeah. Oh, that's 16-year-old actress. She was 16 when she did that, and she freaking...
Was she really? Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, dude. She's unreal. Like, as far as acting prowess, like, at 16, she blew friggin'... Anyway, that's a snub.
Soul Plane 2.
And then this is one that didn't deserve it was Horse-Faced. I hate her so much. I hope she dies. Julia Roberts winning for Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah.
Which I'm right I don't know if you've seen that, but it's the same thing as Blindside.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Same actress. Yeah. That same, and I forgot who, I mean, who cares who she up to? She didn't deserve it whatsoever because I hate her.
Have you seen Aaron Brockovich?
I have.
I've seen parts of it.
It's kind of the same thing.
Changed
it's
my life.
I started dressing sexy.
Have you seen Julia Roberts tits in that movie? She totally deserved it.
She's like, pay attention to me.
Yeah.
I'm professional.
That's one of those things. No, she beat Joan Allen in The Contender, which I don't know if you guys have seen The Contender. That freaking movie's amazing.
Well, that's like when people give shit to the Oscar. God damn it.
It doesn't count
on camera. When people give shit to, God damn it. My cousin Vinny.
Marissa
Tomei. For winning that. It. But she's like, again, it's a comedic role. It's great. And I hate like to see people give shit to her, but not.
Oh, that was gonna be my snub.
To somebody like a Sandra Bullock Blindside.
That was mine. Was Marissa. I was going to be like, how many hand jobs does she have to give to get that? Right?
So that's
Larry knows. Right?
Yeah. Well, she looks exactly like my sister.
Does she?
I wouldn't be able to do it.
All right. I got you.
But that's who you feel.
Yeah, she doesn't deserve to.
Who did you check and see who she was up against that year?
That's well, I know. Fun. I remember watching those Oscars, and if I'm not mistaken, Jack Nicholson read it, and I've heard rumors that he said it to be a dick, and they just went with it.
No. Oh yeah, there was that. Yeah, exactly.
That he was like Marissa Tomei,
like kind of like take it back,
and then he couldn't take it back because she started crying.
Yeah, I did that when I got married.
Oh, you said I do. I'm just kidding. Oh shit!
Shit!
I do not.
Damn it.
Well, I didn't mean to steal your thunder, but yeah, so she didn't deserve it.
In my humble opinion.
I thought she was wonderful. And then
to go to Regan's example, though,
when she went up and accepted her award, that's not how she is.
Yeah.
So that was, to me, is kind of like the same kind of surprise.
She did say that on her acceptance speech, she was like, for years, they were training me to lose my Brooklyn accent, and I won an Oscar by using it.
Oh, okay,
right on. And then Reese Witherspoon said the same thing when she won for Walk the Line. She goes, I trained for years
to lose a country
to lose
accent,
my Tennessee accent, and I win an Oscar
for doing a fake country accent. Fake ass country accent.
You don't walk no line. I was like, oh, Barb. Titular line.
Yes.
Like, I'm tired of these Star Wars.
Did they say that line when he was? Because that whole movie's a blur. I just remember Johnny Cash on a tractor trying to start it. God damn it! The whole movie is just that scene. But anyways, I'm sorry.
And then his dad turns to liquid metal. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, join the X-Files. Yeah. So she didn't deserve it. Who do you think was snubbed? Who's your
well,
snub
my
pick?
Favorite movie of all time is Goodfellas, and that lost out to Dances with Wolves.
It did lose to Dances with Wolves.
Yeah. Have you seen Dances with Wolves?
And like barely.
Yeah. There's no guns.
Yeah. There's
wait, no, there's lots of guns.
There's no dancing in that movie.
I saw Dances with Wolves and I liked it, but I wasn't once in Dances with Wolves did I go, oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you did seven times.
Oh shit.
Every time I watch it, I'm like, what the they're doing it again?
My favorite quote, and this was gonna also be my answer on besides Kubrick. I completely forgot about it. My favorite Oscar quote was by Jon Stewart when he hosted. He said, 3-6 Mafia Oscars won, Martin Scorsese, zero.
That was when they won for Hustle and Flow.
Right. And Martin Scorsese, it was up for The Aviator.
After years of doing movies, after multiple snubs, because he's got a whole
3-6 Mafia.
He's got a whole
Oscars
jacket
of
full of snubs. He's fucking snub-nosed Scorsese.
Yeah, and then he wins for The Departed, which is a good movie.
Which is fantastic.
You're about to talk shit about
which is
it.
A fantastic Oscar-worthy movie.
Yeah.
But if he won for, like, that island movie. What's it called?
That wasn't even nominated. Well, Shutter Island. Yeah, that movie is it's like, okay, that was pretty, I like how that happened.
I fucked up and read the book first.
Shutter Island?
Couldn't get into the movie, yeah.
No, it wasn't good. I'm looking forward to The Devil in the White City.
Yes.
Fucking A. DiCaprio playing H.H. Holmes.
Ugh, DiCaprio's an actor now?
Yeah, I know, right? I thought he was just a raver.
Dude, I'm so fucking excited about that movie, though. Me. Because I read the book, and it's
I just
awesome.
Bought the book, like,
did you?
Ago.
More like
it's
really
DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
No, that's elementary, dude.
Oh. The end of that game should be just like him falling off the raft into like the freezing cold water.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because I wonder. Right? I'm still wondering if there's
getting
a way to win that game because you're constantly chasing after the Oscar, and after you get all these awards, it says Oscar zero. So I don't know if he ever wins.
Ever.
It's really hard. Oh, real quick, there's also this great
like Candy Crush.
Oh yeah, you gotta buy it to gotta make him win.
I'm never gonna play it because I'm colorblind.
But there's this the other great bonus game in that thing is there's a screen full of like actors and it says find the African American actor and it's this crowd of like white people. But I think there's never one in there and you always fail that mission, which I thought was pretty funny.
It's a Matthew.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize this was gonna be a DiCaprio heavy conversation because my pick was Wolf of Wall Street for this.
Sure,
yeah, hey man, that's great.
The movie itself?
Yeah, the movie itself. Okay, well, and him for the actor, too, because I mean, I thought he did a really good job.
And that's Scorsese, too, right?
That was Scorsese, And Argo won, which I thought Argo was good, but I mean, it wasn't, like...
The thing that wins Oscars are movies about movies.
Yeah.
That's why I think American Beauty won. And I do like American Beauty, but to Jess's point, like, I think, I mean, I don't know if it was Oscar worthy or anything like that, but it's about filmmaking.
Well, that's all
filmmaking.
No, it is.
No.
Yeah,
it's got zero to do with filmmaking.
Fucking, 28 Days Later fucking loves.
That's not even 28 Days Later.
I'm sorry. Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider fucking loves.
Fucking Hunger Games. Funny Beard. Funny Beard Hunger Games.
Ghost Rider Zombie fucking loved the camera and like the most beautiful thing I ever seen. Plastic bag, Oscar.
That's got nothing to do with nothing, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
Who do you think won? Do you have any like picks of who should have not won?
Gladiator, because I like that movie, but I don't think it's an Oscar worthy.
Yeah, do you think like when I saw Gladiator?
I have no clue how that won.
I have great memories of seeing Gladiator because I had a shit day at work, went to go see Gladiator, fucking like just it hit the spot, and then after Gladiator, I had a Chester's cheeseburger. And so
it was a memorable day for you.
No, dude, it was beefy. It was a beefy day. It was a fucking beefy day, dude. It was really fucking hardcore work day.
The best four podcasts about the word beefy.
You go see Gladiator, you're like, fuck yeah, mean potatoes, and then you get this fucking cheeseburger.
So is that Ridley Scott or Tony Scott?
That's Ridley Scott.
So he's alive.
He is alive, yes.
Fuck.
His brother is dead. Winner of Golden Globe Best Comedy. For the
Gladiator?
Martian. No, for the Martian. He just recently won a Golden Globe for Best Comedy, but it would make just as much sense if Gladiator won Best.
Best Gladiator reference. My buddy's brother rocked the Caesar do like 2 years ago, like the Clooney Caesar and they were talking shit to each other, and his brother tells him, shut the fuck up, Marcus Aurelius.
party went nuts.
Nice. Beers went upside down. So, Reagan, what did the Facebook say?
Facebook answers. Greg Forrest said Sam Jackson for Pulp Fiction as that, far as being snubbed.
That is good an answer. Absolute big answer, yeah.
Jay Whitecotton says Peter Sellers for being there.
And that's one of those things where I always thought he had won that because that movie is... Because I thought that was a movie he won an Oscar for, and apparently he didn't. And like, it's a very funny movie.
I bet you people are gonna feel that way about like Goodfellas.
Well, that's the whole thing. Is like aside from this stuff, after this list is over, like the thing is to go through the Oscars, which is really interesting.
See what they beat,
and you can see like, wow, like which of the Oscar winners are actual like memorable movies that people still talk about, and there's a lot of them that aren't. You know, which is pretty interesting.
Jethro Tull beat up Metallica for best metal.
Yeah.
Rachel Norberg says Shakespeare in Love over Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, that was a
big
fucking travesty.
But that was one of those things where after I watched Shakespeare in Love, I was like, all right. Like, you can see how.
I don't concede that shit.
No. How the Academy would give it to that. Like, I was like,
oh, because it's actually, about movies.
Exactly. That's where I will go to say that it's a play about a play. You know?
Yeah.
But also, what I feel at the Academy's like, well, everyone's going to vote for Saving Private Ryan vote, so let me support Shakespeare in Love. And that happened like a thousand times. Shakespeare in Love also doesn't have any blood.
Saving Private Ryan was one of the few movies that you were affected. You just sat in and you're like, holy crap, that was intense.
Especially when it transitions from Matt Damon to
Bourne,
the old guy over the grave. Oh, I lose it, man.
Tell me I earned it.
Yeah, yeah, tell me I earned my life. Oh, Grandpa, I thought you said we're getting dip cones.
Yeah, stupid kid.
If the movie ended with that would have been the tipping. Like, oh man, this movie is officially real. Yeah. Like, this movie is officially fucking real.
Man went through all this shit. People died for him just so his fucking shitty ass grandkids.
No, she's not bad. She just wants a dip cone. You can't get mad at her.
And then his fucking grandson-in-law is all fucking tatted up and like,
tell your grandpa this fucking sucks.
It's like 80 degrees out here, man.
Yes.
Boring.
Did you tuck your shirt in to go outside?
So that movie's really about.
Yeah,
that was written in there, and Spielberg made the judgment call and go, we're not going to have that in there.
It's depressing enough.
That was
it's depressing enough. Let's just end on a somewhat high note. Let's not bring everybody down.
Grandpa wears his pants high,
and he smells funny.
Grandpa's your friend dead?
Oh, shit.
Credits.
Why's your friend dead?
Fuck, man. That sucks.
Ryan Timothy Bray says Albert Brooks as best supporting actor in Drive, especially when Jonah Hill got one for all things Moneyball.
Oh, yeah.
He got an Oscar. Jonah Hill got the Oscar.
He was nominated. Yeah, okay, he was nominated for that. Yeah, exactly.
Alfred Perez says, I think the score for Tron Legacy should have been nominated and won.
Definitely.
Way to go, Disney. Yeah. Charles Gomez says, Louis Gossett Jr. won Best Supporting Actor for An Officer and a Gentleman, but it should have gone to Burt Reynolds' mustache in Stroker Ace in 1983. Charles Gomez also says, Jess Castro for Best Supporting Actor and Get the Hell Out.
Yeah, that's a decent
role.
Yeah,
man.
It is out of character. It's like, that is kind of like me being a different person. Yeah, it's a chameleon role. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't mention it because I feel like it'll be next year's.
Mm. It's not nominated yet.
Right. Yeah, it's not nominated yet.
I got my ass kicked the whole movie, guys.
Yeah, I saw that.
I had Revenant moments with Regan bearing me.
Yeah. Me getting an award for that would be like Tom Hardy getting an award and then like DiCaprio not getting an award.
No, the kid from We Are the Millers getting an award.
God damn it.
Over DiCaprio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, he was in there.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
Travis K says, I haven't watched the Oscars in years. All I know is people keep picking on Inception for not getting his golden statue. Inception, was that nominated for anything?
It was, and he was too, and that's not his strongest suit. Great movie, but he shouldn't have won for that.
Batman won Inception.
Gabriel Diaz says, Beast of No Nation, take your pick on the award. Idris Elba for Best Supporting, Best Screenplay, everything. Abraham Mateo for Best Actor. Also, Rush. Very underrated movie. That's Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Should have gotten Best Actor nomination in the movie.
But Eric Clapton won an Oscar for Rush.
I haven't seen Rush.
Tears in Heaven because everyone felt bad for him. Yeah. And so he made money off of it.
Yeah.
Anybody Rush? Anybody seen Rush?
You never seen the Tears in Heaven video? No, you don't need to watch the movie.
That's the wrong Rush.
All right.
The movie Rush.
There's two different movies Rush. That's not the one he's talking about, though. Or maybe he is.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Did he say Chris Hemsworth or did he just say Like,
no, he says Chris Hemsworth should have gotten best actor. Okay, yeah, the movie should have been nominated for best movie.
Not the one with Lost Boys in it.
No.
Yeah, Jason Patrick?
Yeah, Jason Patrick.
Eh?
Yeah, there you go.
Sleepers?
Judson Cooper says, Oscar the Grouch, probably the most depressing story ever told in the Sesame Street universe.
Yeah, and
follow that bird?
And follow that bird.
Cesar Portillo says, I'll guess I'll name the obvious answer, Michael Moore.
Yeah, Michael Moore.
Shouldn't won because he won an Oscar for Bowling for Columbine.
I don't know if he should.
Well, he did. Yeah, he did eventually. Yeah. But he didn't say which one.
If he was snubbed or didn't deserve to win.
Well, the first one I thought that maybe he should have won an award, which is still like the kind of movie is the whole Roger and Me.
Yeah.
Because that's like his first movie. And I remember seeing that going, oh, this sucks.
Yeah. This movie sucks for you.
No, the movie. Yeah, depressing. Life sucks. Yeah. It's very depressing. Very depressing. Yeah.
Watch Sicko. Man, you'll be like,
oh, well, yeah, all those movies are going, oh, man, what the fuck? Shit.
Shaggy from Puto Slam says, do I even need to answer this question?
No. Keanu Reeves and the Replacements. That's what his choice is. That's who he thinks should have
Samantha
won.
Lines Reek says, Pootie Tang should have been taking the movie movie of the year in 01. Totally robbed.
Best
At least
director.
Best supporting actress for Wanda Sykes.
How to be a player.
There you go.
That one didn't make it either.
Yeah, Pierre? Yeah. Smells like Medici in here.
That's right.
Booty, dick, and pussy.
Pavel Demon says, my favorite actor of all time has never won an Oscar, Johnny Depp, who has been nominated three times since he started acting in 84. In 2004, he should have won for this role as Jack Sparrow, but lost to Sean Penn.
What did Sean Penn
He lost to Sean Penn in Milk.
Yeah, that was really good. Sean Penn was amazing in Milk.
He was.
Brandy Dunnigan says, Oscar Mendez in 10th grade. Really? You don't date white girls? Really? I guess he got snubbed.
Oh, wait, is that... Maybe that's the wrong answer. Maybe that's the answer for the other... She accidentally...
I think she accidentally
put the wrong answer for the wrong topic.
Randy, no. Done it again.
No. Who do you think was the biggest... is the biggest Oscar snub? And she said Oscar Mendez. She answered outright.
Oh, beautiful.
What do you mean you don't date white girls?
Her. Yeah.
Don't worry about him, Brandy.
I do like it.
Kayla Cromer says, I'm still mad that Russell Crowe won Best Actor in Gladiator.
Yeah.
And George Clooney wasn't even nominated for Oh Brother, We're Out There.
Yeah, because Oscars don't like to give rewards to comedy roles.
Nope. Yeah.
They just don't. Which is the whole thing with DiCaprio and Wolf of Wall Street. Because to me, it's a comedic role.
They did an interview with Eddie Murphy because he was nominated for Dreamgirls.
They
talked about this split second scene where he's about to do heroin and everyone gets all pissed off and he shoots him a look and like leave him alone, and that's the scene they use as his clip. And they said that was so powerful. You talk so much, you know, with your eyes. And Eddie Murphy goes, I played seven people in The Nutty Professor, and I had to memorize what I ad-libbed the day before in full makeup. That dinner scene took 2 weeks to shoot. How is that not as impressive as this fucking look I gave in Dreamgirls? That's from Eddie Murphy.
Because of farts.
Yeah.
Because of farts.
Rick Baker, baby?
No, absolutely busy. Okay, and finally, Tommy Munoz says, Tommy Munoz, or Sam Rockwell.
I guess.
Yeah, but wondering. Like,
and what?
What though?
Green Mile, Charlie's Angel.
Great one there.
Sam Rockwell.
Was he nominated for Moon? That shit was
solid.
Great.
Actor.
Yeah, solid actor.
He was great in Charlie's Angel.
He was great in Ninja Turtles. Regular or menthol? That's like his line. That little wing. That Sam Rockwell wing. I was like, oh, that guy's gonna be a star. I never thought that until I went back and watched him. Yeah. Like, shit, I should have known. Because that shit's everything.
After he was already a star, you were like,
he's going to be a star. Yeah. And at the end, he tells the cops, he goes, hey, like all the fucking...
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, all the VCRs we stole is back over there. Hey, and he starts fucking dancing. Yeah. Fuck, man. That guy was going to be...
I got a man crush on Sam Rockwell.
He's got the best wink in the biz.
He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, fucking goddamn.
Charming as hell.
Yeah, just Google or YouTube his audition for... Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. It's his it's almost like his audition reel. It's him just doing that character for like a good 5 minutes, and he's dancing, and it's just man.
Have you guys ever seen Charlie's Angels?
Yes, we have seen Charlie's Angels. And he's actually great in Charlie's Angels. Yeah. He's a good component of that movie.
Yeah, you know who's the best part of that movie?
Yeah, he's definitely
up for an Oscar?
McG.
For Charlie's Angels?
That's
Charlie's
all the Angels. Facebook answers.
Oh, there you go. So there's your homework, guys. Two things. One, go to play Leo's Red Carpet Rampage. It's very fun. Very, very fun. And it's free. You can play it on your phone or your computer or your tablet. It's very fun. And then for funsies, to go down the rabbit hole of Oscar winners and then try to, like, every year look at the Oscar winner and say, do I remember that movie? And look what it's up against. And it's very interesting. Like, it's very... interesting ones. The one particular one that I was rambling through my brain about, like, again, going back to Scorsese, is Raging Bull didn't win that year, but the movie that beat it is a movie that no one talks about, and it's Ordinary People.
De Niro won for Best Actor for Raging Bull.
He did. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So fuck Scorsese in that.
Yeah, exactly. So Leo's Red Carpet Rampage. Yeah, we're looking at that.
Yeah.
Oscar fever. Hey, guys. It's time for another edition of Dad's Corner.
Yay.
There we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true. Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
And in this edition of Dad's Corner, we talk Valentine's Day with an M. So
wait, what?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, it, yeah. So, Kat, do you have kids?
I do. I have right. Three.
Three kids. And Matt, do you have kids?
Not a,
all right, dog. So that's five kids.
Still unnumbered.
No, to five people, even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
One right. Kid per person.
But I have a teenager, so that counts as two.
My daughter's going to be 11 this year. I fucking has hormones. And so, okay, so Valentine's Day has been a real challenge in the past, you know, because, you know, the boys are fucking dicks. And so, and they're also creeps. And I've only experienced it with a girl. Now, Gunner's in kindergarten, and Gunner wanted to wear a tuxedo to school.
Classic.
Nice.
Right? And he was like, Dad,
can for I, Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's Day. He goes, can I wear the suit you wore to you and mommy's wedding? And I go, a tuxedo. He goes, yeah, a tuxedo. A red one. And I'm just like, sure, buddy. And because this was like a week before. And I'm dumb. I know my son better than that. So Valentine's Day comes and he goes, Dad, he wakes up, you know, 6 a.m, usually cranky, but that morning he wakes up, he goes, Dad, get my tuxedo. And I'm like, buddy, you don't have a tuxedo. You said I could wear a tuxedo to school.
And
I'm
like, set on it the whole time.
And I'm like, buddy, you don't have a tuxedo. And so he flipped out and he's like, I wanted to give my teacher her Snickers in my tuxedo, and I had my girlfriends, nice. And they were gonna, I was gonna be nice to them, and so I fucked his swag up.
Yeah,
that's the only way that I could say it. So I said, okay, look, you want to dress nice? I want to wear a tie, and so I put him in, you know, tie, blue jeans, shirts, combed his hair all Mad Men and stuff, and so he looked dapper Dan, and so he was happy. And so then Mikey's just like, just give me a plastic bag. Like, she is already loathing Valentine's Day. And so no one was mean to her. Mikey's class was all friends and stuff like that. And in Gunner, same thing. Just friends, no big deal. So I'm like, okay, clean Valentine's Day. Because it brings me to my topic, is what was the most heartbreaking Valentine's Day that you had in school? So mine, I was in third grade, and I had a crush on this girl that I won't say her name because you'll hear it at the end why I won't say her name. Giant crush on her. Had a crush on her from second grade to eighth grade. Just, she was my doll. And so third grade came, and so the only thing I could really do for her is give her the double Valentines. You know how, like, you had...
Yeah.
They were perforated, and you had to cut them.
The bigger one.
But there was that one bigger one.
They made those specifically one for the ones that
for
you...
For the crush.
For the crush, yeah.
For the crush. So she got all the double folded over ones, right, and all the other pieces of shit got just the regular cards. Yeah, like, fuck you.
Yeah, the fucking peasants.
You're a regular person.
Yeah.
You get the Leonardo holding his whole, like, bow staff, like, look, just check it out, you know? And I gave her all... What did I say, Leonardo? Yeah. I meant Donatello. I'm a poser. And so I also got her a box of chocolates before Valentine's Day, so I paid full price for that bitch. And gave it to her.
Balling.
I was balling. I saved up.
Nice.
Right? And so gave it to her, right? Third grade came, and so I was like, okay, this is the first girl I like. I'm going to tell her that I like her. I gave her all this stuff, and then she's going to be my girlfriend. Easy peasy, right? So then I was like, hey, you know, I really like you. Do you like me? And with a mouthful of a Whitman sampler.
The ones you gave her.
The ones I gave her. She said, no, I like Nick.
which was this pretty boy motherfucker with feathered hair. Like, fuck you, man.
Fuck you, man,
with skinny ass.
The Batman logo carved
in
your head.
I'm already wearing husky pants and you're still wearing like a fucking size four.
You're a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
8 year old piece
built
of
like
shit.
A man.
Exactly.
Fucking eat shit.
I got a dad bod and I'm 8. Yeah. You know, so my heart was broken. And so my grandpa used to tease me a lot when he would pick me up, right? And so he picked me up and I was fucking sad. Like, I wasn't crying. Like, I was just like, you know, fuck women from this point on.
Yeah.
And I get in the car and he was like, what's the matter? Why did you have a bad day? And he's like, you know, I tell him, you know, like, girl, I gave Valentine's Day, you know, she doesn't like me. Like, oh, you're 8, you stupid. You know, like, he didn't react. And then he's like, you'll get over it. And then he says that I sincerely turned to him and said, she broke my heart. And then he was like, he stopped making fun of me. He bought me a dip cone. Yeah. Was just like, let's.
She went suicide watch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was on suicide watch. He's like, don't let him mix those sodas. Yeah. He mixes those sodas. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Take those Flintstones vitamins away from him.
He's doubting him like, another Barney just so I can go to sleep.
Yeah.
So that was the worst Valentine's Day ever. And so the reason why I couldn't say her name is because fast forward to my daughter was in third grade and a little boy gave her chocolates. And this little boy was very, very pushy. And she had to tell him that she likes him as a friend and doesn't like him like that and probably broke his heart. And this is the same kid I've talked about in past podcasts who would just show up to our house. Barefoot in pajamas. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, can Mikey play? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and at one point I had to say, where's your mom? Because like after the third time of him doing it, I was like, we're calling your grandma. No. And he never came back, right? So I was like, oh, my daughter had to break the heart of a third grader. So I Facebook her because it's been an inside joke because we friends or whatever. So I Facebook her and I was like, you'll never guess what happened. You know, funny how things are reversed, blah, 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 laters. And she LOL'd and, oh, that's crazy. Well, now, you know, I married Nick.
I still don't like you, right?
Why are you sending me pictures of Whitman samplers? Oh. I'm like, that ain't a Whitman sampler, girl. like, why?
It's
gross and dark.
I still look the same I did in third grade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hey, shame. And so, so that happens. And, you know, like statuses, you know, we're just friends or whatever. And then all of a sudden, I'm at a comedy show, right? And I did great. And I get off stage and my phone just bzz, 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 bzz. And I see it's her. Call me now. What are you doing? Call me. I think you should call me. Like fucking like five. And I'm just like, what's going on? And then I'm like, hey, I'm at a show. Is everything okay? What's the matter? Call me. So we can hang out. And then I'm just like, I don't think that's a good idea. You know, I'm just like, this is really awkward and weird. And I'm like, well, maybe we can get together with some eighth grade friends, have a reunion or something and bring the wife and stuff. You know, I just
kind of put it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
To see if she goes, no, I just want you. And I'm like, okay, cool. No. So
bring the sampler box.
Yeah, exactly. I'll bring it. Yeah, I saved
all your double Valentine's days because I didn't know what love was.
You know. But then it turned out that it was her dude who went into her Facebook and got super jelly over my hey, remember third grade? Well, it happened to my daughter. Like he got pissed at that.
Why are you texting his girl, bro?
Exactly. And so I was just like, dude, we're fucking.
Wait, was he trying to lure
parents.
You somewhere?
Nah, yo.
Yeah, I think he was thinking that I was going
to
be like,
he was trying to catch a predator.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. You know, like what's up? You know, finally get to rekindle this.
It's her dude. Ah, busted.
Yeah. You know, but he got what he didn't want, and that was me being very awkwardly like, "This is weird." Weird, man.
This is how she must have felt in third grade.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like you like that.
Yeah.
Was it Nick?
No, it wasn't Nick.
Shit. Probably was Nick, man. That she... fucking faded air ass motherfucker.
What ended up happening is she was a teen mom and then had like four kids from the dude that,
fuck yeah.
You know, like, because she was like 13 or 14. Not Nick.
Yeah, not Nick.
Are we sure?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Because this dude was like 18.
Well, you really missed out because now we know 13. She was DTF.
At like fucking 5 years later, right? From third grade. That's totes gross. I was still freaking out of giving myself handies.
Is this right?
Yeah, this is happening. Oh my god, I can't believe it.
Sleep. I can't do this to myself.
Wait, am I touching a child's dick or am I letting a child? Or am I letting a child touch my dick? Like, I couldn't, you know, put it together. And so, that was at 13, so it's not that gross. And, yeah. So, I told the dude, like, chill out. Yeah. This is dumb. Yeah. Call me if you want, but, yeah. You know, it's nothing like that. You want to meet up? And so, I had to block her and stuff. So, yeah man. Fuck her.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Fuck her. It's her fault.
She's probably in a really abusive relationship.
Yeah, yeah, she exactly.
Gets out of it. Yeah, but, you know what? You didn't have to be in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what happens.
Whitman samplers every year.
Karma.
Yeah. Exactly. Karma, man. Karma from the Carmel.
Yeah. Take that, Nick, you fucking shithead.
Yeah. Nick's dead.
Yeah. He died in fucking Iraqi freedom. And we're like, fuck you.
Fuck you, Nick. You fucking working me out, you motherfucker.
Yeah, he works in Napa.
Nah, nigga, it wasn't his fault. He didn't do anything. He was nice to me. I just hated him because my chick liked him.
Yeah. Right, right, exactly.
I don't have... the thing is... Damn. No, here's why. And I know Larry, goddamn it, straight up. Yeah. Here's why.
My heart don't break.
To get heartbroken on Valentine's Day, you have to assume that you're going to get a Valentine's. And so... Growing up as the fat kid, I never assumed that any, like, I never, like, had a crush that any girl that I had a crush on, I knew would never give me a Valentine. Okay. So it was never a thing. It was, my heart never got broken because it never, because
you never opened up, Regan.
Because I never opened
never
up.
Opened up, yeah.
I was hard and cold.
Yeah.
And so I don't really, box, I really don't have a heartbreaking Valentine's Day story. Especially
you never put it out there. Like, how did you get to that maturity? How did you get to the realization that the girls you had crushes on weren't going to like you? Because you have innocent, like, confidence when you're a young child that gets broken and then turned into insecurities.
Just, here's the thing. If there's one thing that's apparent easily to see, it's fat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there's fat kids,
right,
and then not fat kids, and you can see that.
No, I was in the middle. I was husky,
exactly. So when you have a fat kid and you see this is how fat kids get treated, this is how not fat kids get treated. You learn early on, fat kids don't get Valentines. Mm. So
not if you got that. Them. Yeah,
I'll take the candy. Like,
there's this fat kid. Now here's the thing: that's got swag like a motherfucker.
Did I get the Valentines that everybody else got? I got the freaking surf, you know, little lowly ones. I got those. Sure,
yeah. Great. You get the ice you choose.
There was never one that I gave to somebody and like going, oh, I really hope that she likes me.
You didn't buy a single rose.
No, but my heartbreak story is the white trash rose thing because, but that's not for me. That was
her heart. So basically, that's the long version of. My heart don't get broken, I break hearts.
No.
It's cool.
But that's pretty much where
it is.
That's
exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I wish I had a fun heartbreak story, but I never...
I wish I was poor.
Especially the cute heart. Like, at least you liked somebody in third grade. Like, I didn't even like
it. I like people.
No, I did like girls, but I just had... I had realistic expectations, even when I was a kid.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's me. That's straight up me.
But see, my mistake is I kept swinging for the fences. I should have just... I should have just got walked to first. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
Because,
went for doubles.
That's good.
There
were some underhanded pitches that were just like begging for
and
it.
And you're like, why didn't you swing? You don't know that until now.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, you don't realize that until you're 25.
Exactly.
And you're like, shit, man.
I was in her dorm room alone. Yeah. What the hell?
And she's like, I'm going to change and stretch. And you're like,
she's putting the ball on the tee. She's putting the ball on the tee for you. And you're like, oh, no, it's okay.
And then you're all like, so your friend, do you think your friend likes me?
And things you just realize later.
Yeah, exactly. You're going for tens and there's this four just there.
She was illuminating.
Hankering.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
All right,
about.
So you're
I don't. I hate Valentine's Day my whole life. I was super awkward growing up, so I didn't really have a boyfriend until like I was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
But I don't like huge displays of affection. Right. They make me uncomfortable. Right. Cool. And I think Valentine's Day is a very loud holiday.
Right.
Right. Like it's all about like how big of a bear can I give you?
Our
like,
giant heart.
Our giant. I love you very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did I buy that?
50% off.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what isn't big? The hole in my wallet.
Yeah. I just don't like Valentine's Day. I prefer more quiet love than Valentine's Day.
But do you, back of a car.
Ever, yeah, like, I like it under the table.
Did you ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark yeah. Wahlberg in Fear.
Yeah, that's yeah. It.
Wait, why are we encouraging this? No.
That's pure love.
No, I just don't remember having,
like having a boy that you're like, oh, I really hope he gives me a Valentine.
I remember having boys giving me Valentines and feeling uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
There was never like, you don't have a female
you
version
wish
of Nick.
No.
That there was, you know, the, you know, Regan Arevalos, good looking selfie taker guy.
Yeah.
In
my second grade class.
Yeah, before
but that high school was counts too.
High school counts.
Sure yeah. It does.
I remember exchanging Valentines with like my girlfriends.
That's
like,
weird.
You know, like you would buy, like you could
ironically,
go buy something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd like buy one and send it to your friend or whatever. I did that, but I didn't.
Oh, Valentine's Day grams. We just had those at the school. They have them for $10.
Damn. What, like was you got it a for little, the PTA and shit?
No, you got a, like a little bear. There was like a $10, a $7, a $5, a 3-in-1. I was like, why do you have all these options?
Because, dude, freaking puberty. Because Larry Garza's are going to buy the $10 one and sending it to, you know, the $10 girls when the $4 girls are just there.
You
like,
should be sending it to the $5 or $3 girls.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. I could have had three $4 girls
right?
Going for the one $10 girl.
Throw your hook out more times,
yeah.
Man. I gotcha.
You're spending two more dollars, but you got two more jigs.
I like
yeah,
that.
Man. Yeah,
you gotta told my students that.
Yeah, you gotta put more worms in the hook, dog.
That's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, you put one arm in the hook and you throw it out there once. You fucking
yeah.
That doesn't mean that you're bad at fishing. You
exactly.
Gotta fucking just keep on
why
throwing that fucking bait out there.
Why get
just
a
lay down chum everywhere?
Why get a 6-ounce ribeye when you can get a 13-ounce carne asada, dude?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's more meat.
Yeah.
Matt, Jess.
Well, yeah, I also...
Matt loves meat.
Yeah, get that chuck roast.
I also don't have really a great heartbreaking story because it's kind of like the whole school all the way through high school is exactly what we had said a second ago is like you, I had no idea that was a possibility of doing anything with a girl. Like there's, but like you look back, like seriously, I'm like 25 or something. I'm like, oh shit, there was all these little girls, a little kid that probably liked me and I had no idea. And in high school, I probably had whatever. And it was like, it was that stupid thing that happened to me where, I was in my 20s and I was like, finally, I'm super confident and I fucking, went for my first, like, fucking swing, and I just got massacred. So, like,
yeah.
I should have fucking, like,
never
swing. Yeah, I should have swung when I was a kid, not swing when you're fucking 20 and just get fucking railroaded over, just get totally fucking demolished.
Jesus
but anyways,
Christ.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
These are the way guys think.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
So, so going back to an older story, if you go to episode 39 with our friend Erna Emperor, and I tell this story about this girl named Kathy.
Kathy.
Right? Yeah. So real quick, right, for y'all guys. So Kathy was this little girl I had a crush on in grade school. And she joined what I thought was tap dancing class. And so I also was like, I want to take tap dancing class because I want to be in the same class as that girl. But I was wrong. She was actually in this complete, like, experimental jazz dance class. So I had bought tap shoes and everything.
Aww.
And I went to my first tap dance lesson and she was like, oh, you're taking tap dance? I'm like, yeah. Like, and she's like, oh, I'm in like jazz dance, but like, this is like third grade.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, see you later. So I stuck through tap dance class as just fucking, just a, bear with it, whatever. But Kathy was my grade school crush. Like, I just liked this girl. And the only heartbreaking thing, which is funny because it relates to like last week's topic, was in fifth grade, I finally did give like her the double Valentine. Everyone in Valentine's got the regular fucking Valentine's. No one got anything special. Everyone got the same shit, same candy. No one in particular ever got anything extra, because even as a kid, I don't want to take a swing, but I'm going to take a swing in fucking fifth grade. And I'm going to say, and then I felt like this is going to be cool. And then after Valentine's Day, it felt like, oh, like this girl kind of likes me. And as a little kid, I think that's pretty, this is going to happen. It's going to be cool. And then we're going to go to sixth grade and we're going to go on from there. And what happened? I fucking move. Your parents fucking move and they cross your fucking like chances and then you start all over again. Yeah. So I mentioned this last week. I was going from eighth grade to ninth grade, going from middle school to high school. Mm. Move fucking broke all my fucking plans. So yeah, same thing happened to me as there. It wasn't like heartbreaking, but it was just like, these are things you think about with like in your 20s. You're like, fuck, man. Dude, like,
these stories are making me feel like shit.
Yeah. No,
girls. Yeah. Because I have a string of best friend guys
that all wanted you.
All loved
you. Jesus Christ.
All loved you.
Loved you.
All your duckies. Ugh. All your duckies. fucking loved
and you.
You
just told them about problems with other guys.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Why don't you love me?
And I'm the one why can't he be more like you? Well, you know who's really like me?
Me.
Me. And then like, I couldn't do that with you. You're,
yeah, because you're like too, my brother.
You're too good for me.
Fuck you. Devastation!
Yeah. No, I was the friend zone, to the max. Oh. Ryan Reynolds, is that his name?
Yeah.
Best Friends.
Just Friends. Watch that movie and you will completely understand.
That's fucking stupid. He was hot in that movie. So there's
Not when he was friends with What's-Her-Face. He was fat.
Oh, that's true.
Curly hair. Yeah. That is every guy.
Yep.
I highly recommend
Speaking
that
Speaking of Ryan Reynolds, I watched Deadpool last night.
Yeah. Was it hot?
Don't you guys think it's crazy that like he doesn't even have to act anymore? They just write the movie around him?
Yeah.
He wrote the movie around himself. He wrote that movie, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll see when he comes in.
It's good fun. Yeah, I still think Ryan Reynolds is a genetic, like he's not a human being. He's a genetic enhanced person. Like they made him synthetically from like, they basically took Ben Affleck and Jason Lee, and then they took their DNA with other guys, and they made like one super dude. And it worked. The experiment works.
Except that he talks.
He's gone live.
Ryan Reynolds is self-aware now. Yeah. He's fully 100% self-aware. He's Skynet. Yeah, exactly. Always said this. So,
does that just record?
Don't talk shit about Ryan Reynolds.
So, he's self-aware.
So Matthew, he's Lawnmore Man.
Let's talk about your heartbreak.
What are your heartbreaking?
I'm kind of in the same boat as Regan. I didn't really... Low expectations. I wasn't a closer in high school, so I just ended up in the friend zone a lot.
I wasn't even an opener.
That's the thing. Were you an opener?
I was an opener in the sense that I would have a crush on somebody, start talking to that person, and then I could never progress past that point.
Yeah.
And so I just would stay in the friend zone.
Yeah.
It's true.
And I watched it every fucking day. 20s, I would, like Valentine's, I'd be like, oh, it's Valentine's. I'm going to grab a 6-pack, play some video games.
I can't tell you how excited I was when he started dating media, because I was like, oh, shit.
It's happening.
It's happening now.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know he was dating her.
That's what I was going to ask, what happened?
Because finally she was like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Are you going to do something?
That's so funny. Yeah.
And Matt was like, I don't understand. And I was like, have you been paying for her? Well, yeah. Well, you're going on dates then. Yeah. Just so you know.
My first serious girlfriend, it took her going like, yeah, so I like you, you know? And I'm like, oh, really? You do?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. My first girlfriend was just got out of juvie, and she had moved from Corpus Christi.
She was aching for some.
Oh, no, she was. She was
aching for bacon.
She got heartbroken because she was in a lesbian relationship, and she got moved to this reform school, which I was at, like this reform school. It's like either
her girlfriend's name was Crazy Eyes.
No, her tag name was Sweetie, and that was her chola name. And so she went, "I like you. We're dating."
Oh, she told you.
Yeah, she femdom the shit out of me. Like, guys, Google femdom under videos.
And, with safe search on.
Yeah.
Off. I'm sorry. Off.
Yeah, take safe search off of Google femdom. And and so I was like, okay, first kiss. She was like, you want to kiss me, don't you? I was like, bleh. And then she just like planted one on me. It was the greatest. So that's why I have no balls, because I didn't need them.
Nice.
What about Facebooks?
Facebooks. Alfred Perez says, I already told the story, but I was accidentally left off of the list to receive Valentine's cards in elementary school.
Sucks. Suck shit. Yeah, your teacher fucking hated
Everybody gets one but you.
Yeah, that just sucks. And then what sucks even more is that your friends also forgot you.
Yeah.
Because like real friends would have been like, hey, she forgot Sonny.
Why is it so on the list?
Here you go, Soundwave Transformer.
Yeah. You know, it's cool. My kids, they're not allowed to do Valentine's Day at my kids' school.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Heathens? They don't do it.
But they'll allow them to carry a gun, right? Open carry. No.
Well, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I'm not.
We'll try it out, though. See what happens.
See if they get sent out.
Let's see what happens.
Travis K says, a girl in college turned me down with the whole I like you, but more like a brother bit. This after we had been on a nice date a week before. Ouch.
But it's true. I don't.
No, I get that.
But it's unfair. I think it's unfair, too, because I think that you guys go in with an agenda that we don't know about. It's unfair. It's like,
what do you mean an agenda you don't know about?
I don't know.
We're boys, you're girls.
How do I know?
Agenda.
Yeah, but I didn't think like that.
Wants
I didn't
to
think
bone
like
you. Yeah. I am instilling that in my daughter.
Yeah. Perfect.
Like, we had an older brother that wanted to bone everything. So he told me pretty early, not you, my other brother. Mm-hmm. And then my dad was like, oh, boys only want one thing. But then when you become friends with people, you're like, not him though.
You're like,
he's
yes,
different.
No.
Chris Rock says his best. Every offer that a man makes out of niceness is an offer for dick. Like, want me to get that door for you? Want me to get you some dick? Like, it's true. And so I say that, and so my wife's like, so is that how you are with, you know, your girlfriends? I'm like, absolutely. I'm just scared of you to do anything. Abso-fucking-lutely. I just, monogamy is based on fear of God or your wife.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do with real feelings.
You said it.
You heard it here first, folks. I don't subscribe to that fully, but I'd say 85%, 90%.
Thank you, Jess. This is coming from Sweetie Pie.
Yeah,
gross. There's a percentage. There's a percentage. I'm like, okay,
85%.
Yes. But 85%, like, shit, god damn it.
Nope.
Fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was massacred. I just want to fucking, like, just absolutely fucking destroyed. I was like super, I was like, dude, this is a fucking surefire. Like, this is, the odds are in my favor. And I got killed, like, fucking Hunger Games, like, really bad. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. So all my, like, girlfriends out there that were friends with me before I was married, totally wanted a bone here.
That's how it goes.
It's not I didn't keep it a secret. Mm-hmm. I wore a lot of sweatpants.
Not boner shorts.
Boner shorts. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Umbros.
Yeah, we can just hang out. What is going on?
We're hanging out.
Those are my feelings. We're hanging out. This is how I hang out, baby.
How I hang out.
Those are my feelings for you.
You would have got donuts without a buck.
Yeah, fucking sat in some dick.
Susie Hamilton says, my junior year of high school, I was dating this notably unreliable guy. He started acting even more sketchy than usual in the few days before Valentine's Day. So when I didn't see him at school the morning of Valentine's Day, I didn't think it was too weird. Then on my way to the cafeteria, my friend and I saw him. We yelled for him, Mike, hey, Mike. And like it was some kind of teen movie, he froze, then abruptly turned and he ran. He ran all the way to his class. We followed him and peeked into a wave and saw a shocked teacher because it was the first time he'd ever been to class on time. It was pretty funny, not heartbreaking, but needless to say, it was over. So he just ran away from you on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cheapskates.
Yeah. Gabriel Diaz says, I asked a girl to go to the dance with me. She said yes. After buying tickets, getting well-groomed and stuff, she gets a boyfriend midweek without telling me.
Oh, no!
Worst part is I got sick and had to stay home 2 days. My friend told everyone, including teachers, that I was home depressed. Good friend.
I still would have taken her to the dance. Horrible. Dance in front of her boyfriend.
Yeah. These are my tickets. You fucking know. Nick, sit the fuck down.
Sit down, Nick.
Watch this fucking dance.
Come on. The donkey song's on. Let's go.
Fucking truffle shuffle across the goddamn gym. I don't give a shit.
Donkey. Justin Cooper says, back in elementary school, I really liked this one girl in my class that was back in the heyday of themed cards for any show, movie, or game.
Mm-hmm.
While I gave everyone else in the class a generic card, mm-hmm. I made a special card just for her. After the classroom mm-hmm. exchange of cards, I noticed that I didn't get one back from her. I was devastated and didn't speak to her for the rest of the week. See, I don't have a story like that. I wish I did.
I hope she...
That's spiteful.
Yeah. I hope she has a fake leg now.
Jeez. No.
I don't wish her dead. And she's still functional.
Like, what is her? like a genuine prosthetic.
No, like a prosthetic.
Like a good, nice prosthetic.
Should have got a nice one, though.
Yeah, a nice that one. Looks like the one where you could, like, it has a little bit of feeling and she can walk on it.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
And she works at Napa as well.
Yeah, yeah. Or I wish she had diarrhea in a traffic jam.
Okay.
That's a little bit better than losing a leg.
Yeah. Because that's one time.
She gets better parking now.
Oh, that's actually not a bad point.
Samantha Lines Reek says, did the whole I like you, do you like me circle yes or no thing to a boy I had a crush on. He sent it back with no circled like 600 times.
No!
I think he used an entire ballpoint.
That's why you let the boys come to you.
No! Fuck you, Nick, you piece of shit.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Nick circled no to her and then he took your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Nah, he did it, man.
Sarah Sharp says it wasn't Valentine's Day, it was my birthday, but I have a massive crush on this boy, Colin. He was cute, athletic, smart, and he drew cartoons and caricatures. My BFF at the time thought she was helping me out by paying him $5 to give me a birthday hug. I thought he liked me. Obviously not. I found out she paid him. I was disgusted. It was the worst. Probably one of the reasons I can't teach or empathize with middle school students, though. It happened in the 7th grade.
Oh, man.
She was just trying to help out.
That shit runs deep.
I wanted to start a online dating service where friends of friends like pay someone to date their friend to get them over an ex.
Yeah.
So like they would never know that
prostitution.
Thank you.
Crap.
Claudia Rubio says, I don't have a heartbreaking moment, but I have an embarrassing one. I had a huge crush on my best friend in elementary school. We had a test for all the Valentine fun. I was going to tell him I liked him, and instead I threw up on him.
Oh, I did that on prom.
Yeah. Really? In the car?
No, we had like a bathtub full of like, we got really drunk, right? And then after prom, right? Yeah. And then this guy got a little handsy with me. And I was like not feeling good. I didn't really know him that well. And I was like, stop, right?
Yeah.
Stop. Ugh. I don't feel good, right? It was my natural defense mechanism, like the skunk outside. Man. Yeah. Like, I was like, I can't, I don't want
this. Is there an animal that does that? Isn't
there animals? Trunks all over it.
Yeah, vultures.
They
barf on their food.
And all he said was, dude, I rented this skunk. And I was like,
yeah, wow.
I feel better though.
He had a crush on you, and his story is like, I really like this girl.
I'm just gonna go right for the tits.
I threw up the curtain, and then she threw up on
me. Yeah,
I was trying to be nice and show her. I was trying to be
gentle. Yeah.
Like, oh,
she's totally vibing me to grab on her junk.
Yeah,
but you were drunk. So
but I was really I was dry heaving, and then
who's to say?
She thought he thought you were heavy breathing.
Yeah,
I wish a hot guy would grab my tits.
Do you know what I really wanted for prom?
Yeah, that sucked.
Strawberry Hill everywhere.
Oh no! Boom! Smarm strikes again.
Tommy Munoz says I had a huge crush on a teacher. When I gave them a Valentine's Day card, I was sent to the principal.
Yeah.
That's the last time I could Coach Mark's gym class. Oh, there we go.
He was ahead of his time. A naked pic. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a VD card. So guys, if your parents out there and you have kids and it's Valentine's Day, man, you know, tell them to take a chance, you know, or, you know, actually, you know what? Don't tell them to take any chance. Don't swing.
No, fucking, here's my thing. You're a kid. Swing. Swing, swing, swing.
Swing for the fences.
Swing all over the fucking place. So when you're fucking, you know, alone.
Yeah.
And you're 20-something.
You won't be alone in your 20s because if you swing at everything, you'll hit something.
Well, there's that too. But then the numbness will comfort you.
Here it is. Kids out there, you know that kid that you have a crush on, they don't like you because the person they have a crush on doesn't like them. And you know that kid that's annoying and like you're like, oh, leave me alone. Give him a chance because he'll worship the ground you walk on.
Also, if you're a kid listening to Public Access, your parents don't love you.
Yeah, love you a lot.
Yeah.
So parents,
they don't care what you're doing right now.
No, that's a treat though. Like, and I've said this before and I'm not bragging. I'm really proud. This is really cool. There's like this... He's older. He's like a fucking teenager now. But there was this kid who saw Larry and Regan's special, and he was fucking 13 or something like that. And his mom went to the actual live recording of Big Red and Barbacoa and then bought the DVD. And then he found it, and that was the shit he was sneaking
like to watch behind his mom's back. Like, so that means Larry and Regan is like this kid's Carlin slash Richard Pryor. And then he brought a girl over. He was like, I think 15. He brought a girl over and his mom came home and she's like panicked the fuck because she came home. She knew her son was there. She knew that he was with a girl and the door was locked. The bedroom door was locked. And then she like, open this door right now and like crash shoot. And what were they doing? They were watching fucking Larry Regan's Big Red and Barbacoa.
Nice.
Watching.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. So, yeah. Hey, man. Some kid wants to fucking sneak down some public access.
All right.
That's cool, man.
So we let him.
I get it.
So, look, parents, teach your kids.
Well, don't fucking shove it in their face.
No,
but
no.
Yeah.
Ever.
All right.
Don't do that.
You'll traumatize.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you pull your pants up, turn around.
Yeah.
So parents, teach your kids, lower their standards.
That's a good life lesson.
Yeah, sure.
Just bring it down one notch.
Have dreams, but realistic dreams.
But quash them. Crush them.
Exactly. Not everyone's beautiful. Date the ugly person.
Yeah, you may never
You'll
get
have
a 10,
more fun.
But you can probably get 5 twos.
George Carlin.
Yeah.
So parenting, fuck it. They're going to end up with someone you don't like anyway.
Yeah, I'm fucking depressing. I don't watch Roger and Me.
That was depressing. All right, speaking of depressing, it's time for my segment, Hey, That's Not Funny, where we talk about very not funny things, and this one is oh so not funny. It comes from a Brown University study that talks about home-delivered meals reduce loneliness. And these old elderly people, they did a study about these 600 elderly people, and they were Meals on Wheels participants, and they decided they wanted to see if that not only were they getting a good meal, but they were actually helping their loneliness. These old people would actually look forward to the companionship and the friendship that they made with these people visiting their house weekly or daily to deliver them a warm meal once a day. It's so sad and depressing. It's a very, very, very sad thing that goes on all the time. But it's if you want to look it up, I'll post a link if you want to read about measures of loneliness in old people. But that just brought to my topic, which is, what's the best meal you've ever had delivered to your home? Was it from a loved one or a restaurant? So I threw in loved one because sometimes, you know, some people actually deliver food to you. I think everyone, I don't know if everyone's answer is going to be pizza. But my answer is pizza.
Yeah.
But not just any pizza, Domino's pizza. What? And you're saying, what? That's the best Domino? Yeah. But it was when I was 13 years old and home alone, and it was the first time that I ever ordered pizza in my life. And I don't know if you remember the feeling, like...
Liberation.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a feeling of adult. When you feel like you're an adult, there's certain moments in your life where you're like, where it's like holding your car keys for the first time or getting your ID. But I think one of the very first moments of feeling like an adult and you could like live on your own was that moment of picking up the phone, dialing a number, talking into an adult and saying, I want pizza to my house. And then in 30 minutes, they showed up with pizza. And it was like you fulfilled a mission. And that first pizza when I was 13 years old, you had some cash saved up. And it was just, I don't know. Like, was it the best pizza? No, but it was the idea behind, like, I can do this. Like, I can call up and I can have food delivered to my front door. And that's why, to me, that was the best meal ever because, I don't know, it was just one of those moments where I felt like I don't know, like I got this, like I'm an adult, like, I don't know, it's just one of those things where...
At first I was like, oh, what? But then that like, makes sense, I get it, yeah, that's awesome.
So that's mine, it's simple, it's pizza, but it was that particular, like, liberating pizza. And from then
on... Domino's, too, just like...
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
But what is the options for like Pizza Hut or Domino's?
As far as delivery goes,
it really wasn't anything. Yeah. So it was Meat Lovers, or it wasn't Meat Lovers at Domino's, whatever it was,
whatever
all meat
called.
Pizza. Yeah, so it was pretty good. Yeah, so that's mine. It's real simple.
Is Domino's pizza. Like real quick? It is off topic, but is Domino's worse or better now? I don't remember.
I thought they're better.
I think they're better. I didn't really like them back in the day.
See, they like made special crust back in the day. Right now, their crust, their artisan peaches are all right.
Oh, okay.
Have you had Pizza Hut lately? Really?
It's shit. No, it weirded me out because I had it and I totally wasn't into it. And I got Deep Dish, which used to be my jam, and I got it and it freaked me out. I was like, no, I just want Little Caesars now. Greasy,
get thin. Yeah. Get thin.
Get thin. Huh?
Y'all,
but I feel
Howie's.
Like I'm getting ripped off with
this. Oh, no.
Hungry Howie's is good.
Hungry Howie's
yeah,
is.
He has flavored crust.
It's on deliver, right?
And it's $5.
It's a step up.
Bucks.
Have any of you had a Pizza Patron frijolero pizza?
I have not had Hungry Howie's, and I still haven't had Pizza Patron.
Hungry Howie's is all right.
It's all about Goombas, dog.
No, yeah. Papa John's is my favorite delivered pizza now. Now, nowadays, yeah. If I'm going to order something and I want it delivered.
That's your favorite chain pizza.
Exactly. It's going to be
Papa
John's.
They have the garlic,
John's.
The sauce.
Oh, right. Butter. They just give you a cup of butter.
Right? It's so good.
I'll take a cup of butter with my pizza. Yeah.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Right. Now you have Grubhub. So now, like, you can order
anything you want.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing these days. So, yeah, that was my first and most famous and most loved delivered meal to my home was Fat Kid Regan realizing that he can have food delivered to his house.
I like it. The food that I have delivered every once in a while, and it happens, and sometimes I don't expect it, sometimes I do, comes from one of my bestest friends in the entire world, Athena, who I've known since high school, and she is half Filipino, and so because of her, I was introduced to foods like lumpia and pancit and fucking chicken adobo, and it's like these flavors that are – it's a completely different thing. You've had Chinese food or you've had Japanese food, Thai food. Like it's a food that's actually not a common restaurant find, so to have that kind of food homemade before – there were like readily available restaurants. There still really isn't. There's a few, but to this day, every once in a while, she'll drop a care package at front door, and it's steamed rice, and it's lumpia, and it's pancit, and it's chicken adobo, and it's like a bitter melon, which is really bitter, like what the thing is. But when you have it with all those things, it's pretty fucking amazing. So that is the best food that's been delivered to my house and still delivered every once in a while. So shout out to Athena. It is good. It's fucking good.
There's a place off of like Southwest Loop 410 that has.
Yeah,
that,
exactly. They do have that. And there's also, it's funny, there's a little Filipino store off of Pat Booker called Chokdi's, which I always laugh because that's like the name of the restaurant and fucking Office Space. But this place is called My Chokdi's, and so it's like an Asian market because they have a little bit of everything. But then they also have this like buffet style, like Filipino thing, and it's like one of those things where you go in there and it looks unappealing because it's just very like market style, like it's just like buffet, and like you wonder if it's passing code or something. But fuck, man, that is some good food and cheap too. So the only thing better than that food is when my friend makes it homemade for me. Her mom made me honorary Filipino because of how much of the food I ate over the course of the years.
Is that legal?
It is.
The honorary Filipino.
I'm sure. Yeah. There's not a certificate, but I didn't change my name. I was like, oh, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Exactly. Awesome. Very delicious.
So mine was actually very recent because I was thinking of all the times that I was delivered food when I was like sick by like my uncle and my aunt, my sister. And then I was also thinking of the times my sister or my brother-in-law who's a badass griller. Like he's the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like he delivered this – like he rented this smoker for my wife's baby shower and grilled these fucking chicken wings, which was amazing. But I have to say the best, in my opinion, was when I was recently in the Valley, the Rio Grande Valley for all of our non-Texas listeners, which is just the border town.
It's Mexico.
In McAllen. Yeah. They had – everyone owns a business down there. Nobody works for a big company. They all own their own business. And this one, vieja, there's a like old lady – decided to start a food delivery service. So she would just fucking have lunch specials and deliver them. And so you would just call her and be like, what's on the menu today? And she'd be like, enchiladas and whatever and whatever. So I go to the Valley to do comedy shows at least, 3-4 times a year. And I stay with my buddy Mario. And, he's smoking pot, playing GTA all day. And I'm just kind of stuck there. And he's like, oh, I ordered you food. What? Oh, let me go get you money. No, I got it. And then he explains the business to me. And it's chicken fried steak today for some reason.
Nice.
She normally, this lady normally did Mexican food, and all of a sudden he just goes, chicken fried steak? I guess, right? And so he orders it. And tell me it wasn't the best fucking chicken fried steak I ever had. And mashed potatoes and gravy and green beans and corn.
Delivered.
That's and
awesome. Fucking awesome.
Delivered. And like what was odd is this fucking lady had to live across the street because it was steaming hot. Like, and then some like, I don't know.
Are you sure it wasn't dealer. Mario just wasn't calling like his mom across the street and just like
maybe no, because it was in the restaurant style styrofoam.
It was super weird because it came in like a Chili's bag.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it was Chili's.
I was just gonna ask, like, was it special because she made it like Milanesa style or something?
No.
It came with Southwest egg rolls and.
And a half of a cheeseburger, like a quarter of a cheeseburger.
The biggest margarita I've ever seen in my life.
Right. An onion. And 3 pounds of heroin.
It was the valley.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but a spare tire full of heroin.
And a spare, exactly. But now, seedy guy comes to the door, and they do this drug deal for fucking chicken fried steaks. That's awesome. And you could tell everything was homemade, and it was really fucking good. So thanks, Mario, for spotting me lunch. And
from the lunch lady. You didn't even have to pay for it.
No, because he got me. Damn. But I think what it was... I think they just advertised his shows because he probably went, oh, man, Ninfas is the shit on stage, and probably just fed him for the rest of his life.
I'll take it. Yeah, exactly. That's good payment.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that. So what about you guys?
Barbara Our Coke grandma, if you're, like, really, really sick,
yeah,
she will make homemade chicken noodle soup and deliver it. But it's, like, it's fucking good. It's really fucking good.
Is
but
it like Mexican style?
It's super inconvenient to eat, though, because she leaves all the bones in. She just drops it in.
Yeah. How dare she? Of soup, you need a fork.
Damn it, Grandma.
Yeah.
Can't take all right, I guess Grandma can't take the bones out.
The other thing Grandma does that's really awesome is that she never comes over without sweetbread. Yeah. It's always pan dulce, always like those little...
Conchas?
Everything. Like
the piggies.
The little pigs, yeah. The pink cookies.
You don't like the pigs?
Fuck no,
the
dude.
Those pigs are disgusting.
Thank you.
It's gingerbread.
No.
What sweetbread is bad?
Yeah.
The pig.
Why? No, it's a gingerbread cookie.
Oh, wait. Gingerbread cookies are good. I'm talking about those... the presents. That's what I don't like.
What?
The gifts? How are you say gift or present in Spanish is what they're called?
Oh, wait, they're kind of like the square, like the concha, but they're squares. Yeah.
And like the real super hard dense ones. Man, fuck those. I get them like
I like the
gives me
what is it, the ones that are like the rocks, like they're those like
that's what you're talking about, right? The rocks.
Those are good too, with raisins in them?
I like the ones with pumpkin in it.
Oh, okay.
Nothing with raisins
empanadas,
in it.
Empanadas, dude.
Empanada pumpkin.
Empanadas are delicious.
Jesus, man. Fuck.
Grandma makes good empanadas too.
So makes?
Yeah.
What? Or brings?
No, both. She makes them and brings. Well, they used to be better because now they watch their cholesterol and shit.
Oh.
Yeah. They used to be really good. But, you know.
Nice. So is that both y'all's answer?
Yeah, I guess so. Shout out Grandma.
Right?
Yeah. So she would deliver them?
Yeah,
she'll bring
it
to you. Every time
she
comes
over. If she knows you're sick, she'll come and, like,
yeah.
And
bring
it. Does she still drive now?
Yeah.
She brings it all. She brings
They're like, yeah, she's 40.
Started early.
South Texas.
Yeah,
come on. I got you.
Come on.
My great grandma's 60.
Yeah, she still does. Like, she never comes over without some kind of treat.
That's a grandma.
And we're adults.
I like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a real grandma.
Yeah. And 75 cents. To go buy yourself something nice.
What?
And
she gives you money.
Yeah, sometimes.
Fucking get some Lucas real quick.
Yeah.
Get a couple of Chinese plums.
I remember one time being in college and getting a Christmas gift from her, and it was like a New Kids on the Block sticker book.
No way.
And I was like, oh, nice.
Would you do 75 cents? Or
and 70, well,
what'd you do with all the Jonathans?
Much. All the
Jonathan Knight.
Yeah.
Did you do it? Did you leave him in a sticker book?
What, is that your favorite?
It's my wife's favorite. If you have them, I'll take them. He's gay. It was the greatest day of my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he came out of the closet, I was like, ha!
That's an interesting
gay dude.
That's an interesting
Here's
one
your
to
second
choose,
heartbreak. I got news for you.
I was way
Dino.
Into Donnie. I like Donnie because he looked like he'd treat me badly.
Yeesh.
Oh, wow. Donnie or Danny?
No, Danny was gross. He was ugly.
Yeah.
He had an ugly mug. An ugly mug.
The monkey face guy?
Yeah, the monkey face guy. Yeah.
I just know there's the monkey face guy.
Yeah,
he was
Danny.
Step one.
And Donnie's
step
the Wahlberg.
Step one. Donnie was the Wahlberg,
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah.
So which one do you like?
Donnie.
The Wahlberg.
Yeah, the Wahlberg.
He's like, yo, with its finger real quick.
Yeah.
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 Like, he might hit you.
Hop on his finger real quick.
He wouldn't hit you.
Hop on his finger.
Right before he would hit you, he would probably stop himself. You know what I mean?
He'd be like, yo, I want to hit you so big.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Because I'm from the streets.
Yeah, from the Boston.
Eat my hamburger.
Yeah.
That's my Wahlburger.
That's my Wahlburger.
Yeah.
I was in Sixth Sense. I was robbed.
Yeah.
He wasn't Sixth Sense.
He was, for a minute. Like, for
he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but at the time, I didn't realize it was him. Because he
I was going to say, didn't he look horrible in that?
He looked AIDS-y in it, yeah.
He was very AIDS-y.
Yeah.
But, he was less AIDS-y in Ransom.
He's like, he looked like what probably Charlie Sheen looks like now when he gets out of the shower.
He's in Ransom?
Yeah, he's one of the guys. He's one of the kidnappers.
Yeah, he was one of the kidnappers in that.
Oh, wow.
Everybody that was famous in the 90s is now AIDS-y.
Yeah, it's true.
Everybody.
So he makes really good burgers, though. That's the thing.
His brother
loves his mother.
The unattractive Wahlberg.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Not Mark Wahlberg.
Ronnie
Guado. Yeah, hamburger.
The third one. The third one's one of the. Yeah, they have a show called The Wahlburgers.
What?
Wally Wahlberg. You never seen Wahlberg?
No.
That's why I know it's a thing, and so that's the only reason I bring it up.
What are you talking about?
The Wahlburgers is like the real life Entourage. Like. Yeah. Like the movie, like so, the show Entourage, the Wahlburgers is that show. But
Mark and Donnie
like, that's
have an older
is.
Brother.
Why is Mark on it? What is
they're both on it because they're pushing what? Their brother's business
right.
called Wahlburgers.
And what's her name's on there too? That
Jenny McCarthy,
the other one you hate.
Jenny McCarthy.
You hate Jenny McCarthy? Fuck Jenny McCarthy.
Why?
Sorry, because I have, I have children with autism.
Yeah.
And then she has
some. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I'm with
fuck
you.
That bitch.
But she has a child with autism.
Yeah. She should tell people to get their kids immunized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Didn't she take that all back? I thought she took it all back.
Yeah, well, that's convenient.
Was like...
Whoopsie. Don't give a shit. She didn't fucking take her apology. Go
she
fuck off.
She put some glasses on. I was like, oh, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
People are dying of measles and shit.
Her and Sarah Palin, man, I'd smash them both.
God damn it.
I don't care what they say. Right?
Abortion's murder!
Shut up, girl.
Sure is, girl.
And then she's, here's this double Valentine.
I'm about to murder this.
And then she uses her self-defense mechanism and barfs strawberry boons all over her.
You're going to need a plan B tomorrow, Sarah. I'm staying in.
What the fuck's going on?
That's right.
God damn it.
Hey, man, Bristol's the same way, man.
Oh, yeah. She'll take a dick. I don't know.
Yeah. Bristol don't let go.
Yeah. No. Cream pie.
She's like, no, it's okay. It's okay. Go for it.
I love you. Go ahead. Just go.
Damn it, Bristol.
Yeah, definitely. Oh.
You like this?
It's a sin. Don't pull out. It's a sin.
Nailing Palin, dude. Google Nailing Palin femdom.
I do like how you put the porn pizza delivery guy.
Yeah, that's that guy's best delivery.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's DiGiorno's or this dick.
I thought it was funny.
Is it delivery? Is it my fat dog?
It's that delivery. It's just dick.
I didn't know her pepperoni.
What do you want at this tombstone? This dick.
Sorry, guys.
All right. We're laughing, but that has been said and recorded.
You guys are laughing, but you can't eat that pizza that it has a dick on it. That's gross.
I'd be like, man.
What slices weren't touching it? That's the same thing as taking pineapple pieces off a pizza. That's the same thing.
Eat around that dick. I'll eat under it.
Can you guys
Yo, fuck.
A little more Parmesan.
It's pizza.
Like, half of me would be like, did you shower before this?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, exactly,
like,
man.
I was like, am I your first delivery, like, straight out of, like, the house?
Yeah.
And then, like, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Is it free?
Yeah. Cool, man. I'll eat your dick pizza.
Yeah.
Do I have to eat it off your dick?
No, it's gross.
Let's take a slice.
Okay, cool. Sweet, baby. What slice?
Game's on.
You want to stick around?
Would he eat his own dick pizza? Probably, right?
Oh, that pizza's been eaten.
Where's the line, though, for the dick pizza?
Is
there a line? Like, what if, never mind.
No,
you're on the right show for this question.
No, they don't, the pizza, the,
What is it? What are you asking,
Kat? I'll say it. I mean,
like, would you eat the jizz pizza too? Or
they don't eat the jizz pizza.
No, that's different.
We're talking about the jizz pizza.
I wouldn't eat a spit pizza either.
There's a hole in a pizza box, a dick through it. That's it.
And then she'll
eat around.
Like, yeah, she'll knob on that pizza dick for a little bit, and then the pizza's out of the equation because then they go to the sex. So the pizza over there, I'll eat that pizza, not the pizza that's like fornicated on.
Reed's pizza is basically like the dick is like the little table.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
it keeps it from getting cheese on the lid.
Right.
So and cheese ain't on his dick.
And because they're professionals, the hole around the pizza's like a large enough where the pizza actually really isn't touching his dick because they're have a little concern for the actors.
Now
they don't want him to burn. They don't want him to burn his dick.
You guys are putting way too much into it. I want a delivery guy that just spontaneously, because I like spontaneity.
Like he gives it to you and then he just puts the dick on the pizza.
No, like he's delivering it real and he goes, you know what?
I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna swing. I listen to Public Access. He told me to swing. I'm gonna swing.
So he just pulls his
beautiful. I don't encourage that, by the way. Listeners, don't swing that way.
And then he pulls his beautiful cock out.
And then his beefy dick.
Puts it on my meat lover's pizza.
Yeah.
Said there's one tub in it. Right. We forgot.
There's an extra.
And then I'd open it.
That's like, on me, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah. It's on me. Yeah. Don't worry about
it. It's on the house.
And then I opened the box and I went, oh man. Do I have to pay for this? Like Regan said, he goes, no, it's on me.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man. And then I'd save.
Did you tip him?
And then he already fucking, I saw his dick. Let's tip it up.
Like you already saw the tip.
I saw his dick. Yeah. And the tip of his dick.
Yeah.
So I would save the last slice. Cause I mean, if he's covering the circumference of more than a slice, then he's not going to be delivering pizzas. And so I'm like, okay, so there's my. There's the dick slice of pizza that is going to get old, that I'm going to fall asleep, I'm going to wake up in the morning.
Eat accidentally.
And then, not accidentally, I'm going to know it's dick pizza, and then I'm going to be like, oh, do I want to make something? How does he just do
because nobody,
pizza.
Really, nobody but you and him know that you're eating this dick pizza.
But wait a second, if he's delivering the dick pizza.
Myself, no family's eating dick pizza.
Well, no, but like he brought it, he's not just showing you the dick pizza, where's the fucking... The recipient of the dick
I'm
pizza.
The recipient.
No, but he brought it over with the intention of getting his dick sucked. Like,
am I not? He didn't think I can.
I thought this was like he's just. I thought he was delivering a dick pizza with the intention of getting like boned and shit.
No,
but you're just a guy who happens to be in the house walking. Ooh, dick pizza.
No, why can't I? Why can't he be gay? Like, why does this have to be a female?
Wow,
male thing?
Jess. Wow.
All right, well, fair enough. I wasn't thinking this.
I'm
sorry. I wasn't thinking that. That was in the wrong train of thought.
Close minded.
I was close-minded. I really wasn't opening up. So let me go back. Let me roll back a little bit.
So you would get offended if a guy put his dick on your
pizza? No, I wouldn't get offended. I would just say, you probably have the wrong house.
Wow. All
and
right.
I'd be like, but can I have that pizza? You're going to throw it away? Right. You know, and he's like...
Wait, so are we talking about like a...
I was thinking that I was in a house. I happened to be rooming... No. I happened to be rooming with someone who just got out of the shower who needed her cable fixed. But the cable guy didn't come yet. But the pizza guy came in with his dick pizza.
And then you were like, I'm totally homophobic.
And I walked up and I'm like...
Thank you, Cass.
And I left the couch. I was playing GTA all day.
Yeah.
And then they were like...
I was playing GTA because I'm not gay.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then there was this pizza that I knew that he had his dick through. And then, like, I know they're not going to eat that pizza. I would eat that pizza. That's where I was going from.
And
I
the poor girl.
Happened to be in the same house where this happened. I wasn't thinking that the delivery guy came to me. But if I did, I'd be...
We've seen your level of tolerance.
The girl that got out of the shower, you guys just friends or...
Thank you. I was just roommates because of whatever scenario it is. Or I'm just a cat. I mean, go like, hey, no more Fantasyland. I'm just the fucking boom operator on this pornographic film.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, hey, we're going to throw this pizza away. Do you want some jizz?
That's
my scenario. That's
what
I'm saying.
It's a prop pizza.
Guaranteed. We're just going to throw in dick is squeaky clean. Yeah. If that's the situation. Yeah.
And it's been tested.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yes, you know what? Exactly.
If that's the scenario, I'd eat the pizza with his dick still on it.
It's that's like going a little far.
No, it's like kissing the dog in the mouth.
Yeah.
Science has proven that the
so that's something you
clean.
Want to do.
No, not that I want to do, but I have confidence that it's clean. Like I'm not going to get grossed out. But if a dog has pizza in his mouth, I'll fucking eat the pizza out of his mouth. The same thing.
That's gross.
That's kind of
the dog's mouth.
The dick was one thing. Now we've gone to another level.
I don't care if you eat dick pizza, but pizza out of a dog's mouth.
The inside of a dog's mouth is one cleaner than humans, and two is a wonton soup served at
at China Harbor on Walsham Road.
Thank you.
Yeah,
get the wonton soup from there. It tastes like dog spit.
No, it smells like dog food.
It tastes delicious.
Tastes delicious.
So, all right, we've all.
Yes.
Flat out.
Everyone
agreed.
Here. Everyone here.
Catherine will eat big pizza.
We didn't say Catherine would eat big pizza. We said we would
She's
eat
on
big
board
pizza.
With this.
You're on board with dick pizza.
Well,
yeah. As I said, you're a boom operator.
But it's pizza, right? Like, it's, all it's the ingredients are fresh.
It's not the jizz pizza. That's what we agreed on.
No jizz pizza.
We don't eat jizz pizza.
So let's just all agree that we're not going to let Jason listen to this podcast because I don't want to roll up on some dick pizza.
Your boyfriend was like, hey, I heard the podcast. Your wish is granted.
That's not a wish. It's just saying that she would.
Yeah, but come on.
Okay.
Like, maybe it's really good. Be like, but babe, why is it a personal pizza?
Yeah.
Can it be?
Why is it
a Peter Piper's actually?
It was a really good pizza, though.
Yeah. Why can't it be a Meat Lover's? It is Meat Lover's. No, I mean like.
No, but like for real, let's get some pepperoni on there.
Yeah. Is that King Pamper? Gross. Yeah. That-
well, I should hope he knows what toppings you like.
Gross. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so here's it: whole dick or shredded dick? That's what I want to know. Diced dick or whole?
Yeah,
dick?
Yeah, cubed dick.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
I'm gonna eat all these.
All right, well, yeah.
Facebook answers.
This soap is good.
It is.
Yeah, it's good soap. Have you had the soap?
Charles Gomez says, when a family member comes over on a Sunday with barbacoa or tamales after a long Saturday, of
Wait,
course.
Wait, dick and what are we talking about now?
We're talking about
real answers.
Food that was delivered. Best food you've
Got
delivered.
It, all right.
Yeah, would it be funny if, like, all the answers were just dick?
All right, no. So all the answers, we're going to think they're talking about... They have a dick on them.
No,
go
that's not
it.
What we're thinking.
Well, this one's a simple one. Alfred Perez says, it was Papa John's after a hard Friday night at Walgreens. It was the best because it was the only delivery place still delivering so close to midnight. I got a 2-liter Diet Dr. Pepper with it, too. I really needed that.
It works at Walgreens, though, right?
Here's another easy one. Travis K. Catalano's Stromboli's delivered to our house on a day I was too sick to work. It was
that's
like
definitely
a
dick,
Giant dick Stromboli's.
They're not dick foods.
Let's
real
get the
food.
Other answer.
Here we go. Come on, let's keep going.
Sister's probably going to answer.
Albert Preciado says a restaurant, Fajita Express. They can deliver. They can deliver steak quesadilla the size of Napoleon Bonaparte's hat.
Where?
It's called Fajita Express. Where's that?
I don't know, but we're going to find out.
Jacob Calbillo says after we got home for the birth of our kids, Larry, friends and family members delivered dinner, mostly homemade dishes, to our house. I don't even remember that what they were, how they tasted, but I know I don't know if we would have eaten or survived. So
yeah.
So that's after they had their children, Larry, they had food delivered.
Hey, where did the children come from, baby?
Gabriel Diaz, the pizza deliverer. I mean, the pizza and the wings that they brought. Okay, I may have tried to cook their brains. Oh. He said he was, for a second, I thought he said cock their brains. But it's cook their brains. He's talking about eating the pizza delivery.
What's happening?
I had a friend over for dinner.
Mm.
It wasn't fava beans. It was pizza.
I ate his dick with a nice Chianti.
Yeah, just more dick.
With some fava beans and a nice candy.
Rachel Norberg says, my mom came over once with a small banquet. It was between jobs and she wanted to make sure I didn't starve. I ate myself stupid on her super delicious cooking made with love.
Stop dancing, like
Larry.
That, Larry.
What? Her mom brought her food, Larry.
Yeah.
Larry's doing the potty dance.
Slap
potty
it
day.
On it.
Larry is.
I'm getting in a mood for these answers.
Guys, no, that's not what's going
All
on.
All right, let's get that
here
next
go.
Answer,
Here Joseph Cooper
baby.
Says, we got a chain around here that makes pizza called the White Cheesy. It's up there with my favorite comfort foods. Not only
Dude,
because of the quality.
Dude, that's pizza death.
But because I don't have to put on pants between ordering and
Dude, no, White Cheesy's my new fucking MC name, dude.
White Cheesy.
White Cheesy. That's all fucking awesome. We got pizza, we got spaghetti all the way down from the Serengeti. White Cheesy, dude. That'd be fucking awesome. That's my new MC name.
MC but they all have to be cheesy puns.
They don't have to be all cheesy puns. Yeah.
There you go. Claudia Rubio says, when I went to college, my dad would visit every 2 to 3 weeks with food deliveries. Larry?
That sucks for you, man.
Why? No.
She would, for my mom, though, she would fill Ziploc bags with two favorite taco fillings, carne asada and huevo mexicana. It was great. I could get a taste of home in Wonder Bread Land, predominantly white school. There you go. Yep. Throw that one on there. Dad delivering her food from her mom.
Well, we could if we wanted to. Like,
but no, we're not going to, Regan.
Yeah, Larry.
Don't make me talk about her dad's
Mustache dick. Steve! Says, I donated to a Kickstarter for Broke Eats, and they paid for the most maxed out pizza I think I've ever had. I got a sneak peek at the Starpocalypse web series. It was pretty rad.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Thanks, Mustache Steve.
When you donate pizza and shit, that's fucking awesome.
Nice. Tommy Munoz says, when you're stoned, anything delivered is on point.
Yeah, I bet it is.
There you go. So, getting food delivered to you when you're elderly and have no one else in your life, and the only thing you look forward to is a stranger coming over for a few minutes delivering a hot meal.
Mm. Yeah.
That's not funny.
They got good shrimp here.
That's not funny at all.
My meals are on wheels, girl.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, my dick is on.
I've eaten all these candies.
That's not what happened. Don't turn this
everything
twist this around.
Everything is wrong with this country.
Well, Catherine, Matthew, I apologize for Jess's prejudice.
But I have no prejudice at all whatsoever.
We appreciate you guys being progressive.
God damn it.
And joining us here on Public Access. Now, Catherine, you know this, and Matt, you know, this is probably new to you, but Public Access is an educational program. So we like to ask our guests and ourselves what we came to know. Tonight, what made you come to learn something about yourself or the world or us? So you ponder that for a second, and we're going to answer for ourselves. Jess, what did you come to know?
I have come to know that, you know, I should just be careful what pictures I choose for these topics, because I think it was like a little harmless little gag just turns into a whole fucking discussion topic in its own. And these poor people are answering their topics with their best interests in mind, and then we're just sticking dicks in them. Sticking dicks.
You should have known that. How do you just come to know that Larry would go there with everything?
But I just figured that, like, we wouldn't put, like, we put dicks in our food, but not in our listeners' food.
I didn't.
I don't intend to do that. The dicks are for our food, not for the listeners' food.
I was just happy with their answers. So when they gave an answer, I went, yeah. Just because I like their answer, guys.
Fair enough.
What I came to know is that Matthew Contreras and Regan Arevalos don't get heartbroken, they break hearts. Yeah. I didn't realize that
we have just very low expectations of people loving us.
They were macaronis.
That's me.
Back
I don't
in
know
the
about
day.
You, Matthew.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't beg for it, they beg you. Like, sure.
I don't chase
it.
Them, I replace them.
That's right, man. You know, you fake that's it till you make it. You know what I mean? That's how we do it. And so, I didn't realize I was friends with such fucking Max, OG Max, from day one. Skrilla.
I came to know that, I guess I should have swung more when I was younger.
Yeah.
I didn't take any chances, and that's why I've grown to be the person I am today.
A swinger.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I was thinking about that too. I was like, what am I? If I swing a lot, that makes me a swinger.
So that's right, guys.
Jess said it.
If you meet Jess or Regan in a couple setting, it's all, man.
Bring a pizza.
Bring a pizza.
We'll eat it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
Catherine?
I came to know that every guy that opens the door for me wants to have sex with me.
Yeah, that is not true.
No, that's not true.
Would happily eat a dick pizza.
Yeah.
I will say that I think all of us are very secure in our masculinity to where we will eat the dick pizza, where there's some other guys out there be like, I need no pizza touch, no, you know, like.
But
I
think really want to eat it, those guys.
Yeah, those guys.
Maybe.
Yeah,
they're underestimating their love for fucking pizza.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll eat a hot and ready. I don't care.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
What about when he takes his dick off of the pizza, if it's like that Peter Piper's commercial where his dick just has sticky cheese?
I feel bad for his dick. That's
hot. That's what I'm saying. It's in a professional environment, it's not going to happen because they're going to care for his well-being. He's not going
to
get burned.
But he gets off to it. Like, that's what he's saying.
But at the end of the day, do we really care about his well-being, or do we care about the pizza?
Well, and for us, we care about the pizza.
What if he has a gross dick?
I've eaten pizza with, like, mold on it.
Yeah.
What's a dick?
it's a mushroom.
It's a bed.
Yeah.
Best body part next to the elbow.
I think you should work for Chipotle or fucking like Bluebell, because like I think that's part of the creed. Like,
what's diphtheria?
Yeah.
No, I know I shouldn't work there.
Like dick pizza. Why won't they eat our ice cream and our delicious burritos?
No, that's the thing.
Why did you cancel fruit special, you Nazis?
I'm the worst person for there, because I'd eat it and I'd be okay, and they'd be like, oh, it's fine.
Hey, Rob, rub your dick on this stuff. Let's see if he'll eat it.
Oh, you just give me. I just do it. Hurry up. Like, that's what.
Yeah.
It's free, right?
Yeah. that's the question. Exactly. After everything.
The dick pizza's free? Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Shove it down his throat. What?
Yeah. And then he makes you pay for that.
Yeah.
Matthew?
I learned that there is a video game where Leonardo DiCaprio runs through redheads.
Yeah. Okay. This is true. Yeah.
Ginger snaps.
Ginger snaps.
So, for the last time for our listeners, guys, where can they follow you on the social media in all forms? Because I know you have many.
You can go to www.barbacoapparel.com.
Mm-hmm. One word.
One word.
Barbaco.
Sharing the A. Sharing the A. Barbaco.
Apparel.
A. Apparel.
There it is. I'm confused now.
Yeah, we just lost 5,000 sales.
You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus.
You guys got a Google Plus?
Nobody
uses Google.
Yeah, we have a Google Plus.
So do we. You know what I say? Because we have one for the She's Crafty podcast. You can find us all over social media as well. And I always say that Google Plus is like yelling into a cave, and nobody yells back.
Right? I gotta ask Jeeves Plus.
We have like 6,000 followers on Google Plus.
Right, we just don't know.
And they're like, "Oh, when are you guys gonna like have a show or do a new podcast?" It was like when I first put it out for the first time.
Nice.
We still constantly get rotation for that one post. Well, all right. So we appreciate you guys coming on. We look forward to all the new shirts that you have.
Yeah.
As a personal recommendation, because it's my favorite. Let's make an Asada shirt.
Okay.
Sure. Let's do it.
Carne Asada.
I vote corn versus flour.
All right. Okay. What about you, Jess?
Jesse, what's your vote?
I'm happy with the potato and egg. Y'all guys did my... I'm good.
Oh. Scratch. Macho gado.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Chilaquiles.
Macho.
No, you know what? Yeah. You know what we should do?
Macho gado.
Dick pizza.
Dick pizza.
Fuck, that's a great idea.
No, hand job. Right? Hand job.
Yeah. Oh, hand job. Yeah, that's hand job in a little soup.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think that would sell.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Whole Foods, specifically.
Yeah.
Hand job?
Yeah.
Or dick pizza.
Dick pizza, because you know what? Dick's not is alive artisanal. Still. It's farm.
It's artisanal.
Farm
bread. Yeah. That's right.
Artisanal.
Dick gluten free.
Good.
It is.
It's paleo.
So also very soon you'll be able to download the Bean and Cheese May at hungryrobotmedia.com.
Beautiful.
What? San Antonio's first podcast network.
Yeah.
Like it.
Hungry Jess, Robots.
Speaking of podcasts, what's been going on?
Hey guys, thanks for listening to us on oneofus.net. You're one of us, we're one of you, and we're just all happy to be here. And if you want to get older episodes, you can go to comediaagogo.com and get older stuff there. You could follow us on Facebook at ComediaGogo, Twitter at ComediaGogo. You can hashtag public access, and be sure to join the public access Happy Campers Facebook group where you can answer our topics or just fucking peek around like a creep and just watch from the shadows and not say anything, which is totally cool. It's 100% cool that just as long as you're just getting a whole earful, mouthful, eyeful, whatever. By the time you listen to this, our Comediagogo birthday fundraiser should be over. We're so close to the goal. So hopefully when you hear this, we'll be smashing our goal. And in any case, thank you ever so much for donating, for everybody who's shared, and for everybody who's put in a little bit or a lot of bit. We're going to be organizing our episodes and sponsors and all that kind of stuff as weeks roll out. And big news for everyone in the San Antonio or South Texas area. We have a big live show coming up, and we are rolling out another edition of A Night in Pinche San Antonio. It is going to be the first week of Fiesta at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club. That's going to be
April 13th.
Through the 17th. It is going to be a week of awesome fun.
So Wednesday night's going to be our 6th annual Laugh for Babies comedy show benefiting the March of Dimes, hosted by yours truly. Thursday is going to be our Comediagogo stand-up show featuring Larry and Regan as headliners, Larry Garza featuring, and Regan Arevalo's hosting, and he may have some guest appearances by other Comediagogo members. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a night of pure stand-up comedy. And then Friday and Saturday, our NIPSA brand new sketch comedy show provided by Comedia Agogo, and Sunday we will have a live public access recording. So if you are a former guest or you would like to be a part of this, please come Sunday, April 17th to the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club and be a part of our show.
So much fun. It's going to be so much fun.
So guys, also follow us individually on our Twitters and Instagrams and MySpaces and all that sort of social media because we, you know, we Wang Chung. We like to have fun. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate all of you guys for listening to us. Review us on oneofus.net, on iTunes. And you know what? If you're not from San Antonio and you don't really social media that well,
you know, email us and tell us you like us. We appreciate you. So, Kat, Matt, it was awesome.
It was awesome. Thank you so much for the tacos.
Thank you for the tacos. Yeah, it was a pleasure. I can't wait to do this again and have you guys back. And thank you all for listening. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll bean and cheese you later.